Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it. Walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Net to the Air It Out callers. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on a regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
I ain't like that song. Anyway, what's good?
That's your choir. Welcome to Air It Out Radio. We on Mondays, 10 to 1. What's going on, Air It Outers? Listen, if you're on the net, hit me up 347-677-1163. And if you're on the net, well, if you're on the net, then you already know the number. Duh. So check me out, airitoutradio.net, for those that don't know it. I'm doing some upgrades to the website and all that good stuff. I'm new at the website thing. People think that I know what I'm doing, but I'm running like a muff. But I'm enjoying working on a website. So shout out to J Love. I'm working on hers as well, and I did a couple other people's too. So I'm gonna start posting them as we speak, you know, so y'all can see what I'm doing. If y'all interested in any websites, let me know. So I don't know if y'all noticed or not. I don't know if y'all paid attention to the VMAs or whatever the case is. I found it kind of entertaining, so I wanted to talk about that tonight. I normally don't do that, but I'm curious to find out what y'all opinion about the VMAs. If y'all even watch the VMAs, I don't know. Y'all probably just heard about it from other people and da 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 da. But it's not like it used to be. So, you know, I want to get y'all opinion on that tonight. So that's kind of going to be our topic. All right, and also, I know y'all know that our promotional event got rescheduled. That is for September the 2nd, Friday. Shout out to Rod Digger. She'll be in the house, well, outside, whatever you want to call it. She'll be there, so that's a good look. And also, Moon from, I don't know if y'all paid attention to when he was on Batcave 2.0. He's going to be there. I'm going to be giving away some gift cards and stuff like that. Of course, y'all got to win. It ain't going to be that easy. It's going to be a couple people there. So, shout out to everybody that's going to be attending and that's going to be performing. I'm so excited. Shout out to Pinky. She's going to be performing, doing some interviews for me. So, for Air It Out Radio, I'm going to pretty much be chilling, you know, networking, talking to everybody. I don't want to work that day. It's going to be like I'm working, but pretty much going to be chilling for that day. So shout out to Pinky. Y'all might see her on my Facebook pages or whatever. She got these little glasses on, and you know, and then sometimes she might got her chest out like me, you know, and posing. But cute girl, y'all see her.
on Friday. And also, shout out to Poco and Miss P. They'll be doing some interviews. Miss P is from UE Radio, for those that don't know, and Coco is from Exposure Nation. So I'm real excited about that. So y'all going to get some interviews and video footage. Also, everybody there, you know, that is performing, y'all going to be getting some video footage for the Air It Out Volume 1. So all this stuff is really for promo, okay? So just to let y'all know, that's what it's all about right now. I got some other things coming up as well that's going to be strictly for promo, too. I want to do some, I can't tell y'all everything. Y'all just gonna have to see. How about that? All right, I like to keep y'all in suspense. Also, the showcase is coming up. Shout out to Dupree. He's gonna be helping me out with that. Me and him, that's like my little silent partner on the sneak tip. But, yeah, he's gonna be there as well. And my right-hand man, shout out to Machete King. He be helping me out a lot behind the scenes. So, and shout out to the Have Not. It's good. How y'all doing? So, anyway, make sure y'all have y'all asses there on September 2nd. It's going down. It's going to be nuts. You know, you get 5 minutes to perform. Have your ass there pronto. Don't try to be fashionably late and all that stuff, because it's not going to work. Don't do that to Air It Out, because y'all know these motherfuckers be there early. You can't be late and expect to, you know, show up and perform. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to have some chicken, or, you know, macaroni, whatever. You know, mac and cheese. You know, you never know what else is going to be there. So I don't know. I'm like still up in the air with everything, but I know that it's going down Friday, September 2nd. Shout out to everybody that made it through the quake. That shit scared the shit out of me. I don't know about y'all. I mean, even though I was half asleep, still, you know, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Anyway, EQ, having a movie, Change the Beat. I'm in it. Shout out to all the Air It Outers that are in it as well. Machete King, Cashmere, Black Can, B Burners. The list goes on and on. See what happens when you come on here? You never know where it might get you or who you might be connected with. So don't be scared to network with people. Don't think you're too good and all that shit. Shout out to Jersey. They on him real heavy. You know, don't be too scared to hit nobody up like you're better than nobody, because we don't do that here. We show love to everybody. And that who I see? Who is that who I think it is? Is that Buck Smooth on the line? Okay. All right. That's what's up. Anyway, Change the Beat. That's coming up pretty soon. He's still shooting for it. If y'all want to get some more parts or whatever, hit him up at 267-265-1910. I know you was calling me earlier, but I had some major stuff that I was taking care of, so, you know, I couldn't talk to you. Shout out to Jay. I know he called me as well, and I was in the midst of some things. Y'all can always catch me on Batcave 2.0, 91.7 WKBU, from 10 to 12. Shout out to my co-host, Ricky Knight, and DJ Wait a Minute. Y'all can also go on the website, Batcave, number 2, POINT, zero.com, and check out all the good stuff that's over there too, because we're giving away some packages. AD the General, Coco. I was trying to sell UE in there, but it was just like the last minute. But Bitten in a Whip. It's a lot of good stuff in there, and I'm gonna add some other stuff as time goes on, you know, to make it interesting. But it's for a whole month. Get your people to tweet and text. And whoever is the most requested, they're going to get that package, pretty much, you know. So, real simple. They can only pick, you know, Twit or whatever at one time. That's it. So, shout out to everybody that's on the line. Shout out to Di. You trying to listen? What happened? Oh, you keep dropping? Anyway, y'all can hit me up, 347-677-1163. I don't know what's going on with Block. Like, I still can't even get to my Y's and Q's and all that stuff. So if y'all let us start like that, I don't know. You pretty much hit the night. You pretty much hit. So I know I owe a couple of people some songs. I might have to throw something over there at Batcave, because I don't know what's going on over here at Blog. So listen, feel free to send some stuff over there. Make sure it's edited. Hip-hop only, no R&B, no pop, nothing like that. All right, send it to Batcave. Radio number 2, all right, .com, .0 at Gmail. I'm messing up my own Gmail. So again, batcaveradio, number 2.0 at gmail.com. There you go. See, all these emails and stuff like that. I had to change all my stuff. For those that don't know, my stuff got hacked. So, you know, it's crazy trying to keep all these emails in order and changing them up so, you know, little shiesty ass people won't be trying to fuck you over. So, anyway, shout out to everybody listening. Let me see if I can run a couple people down. I can remember Machete King's on here. Trey, I see him. Blah, 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 blah. Di, I know you on here. Shout out to Kim King. What's good? What's good, mommy? So, anyway, like I said, the topic tonight is, what's your opinion about the VMAs? Want to know. I don't know what the fuck Nicki Minaj had on, but it was nuts. Is she out of her mind? What the fuck is going on with her? So, anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up and see what's going on. We got R&B Irv. That's going to be our guest a little bit later. And we're going to get all up in his business, see what's going on. Listen, try to have y'all songs together. I don't want to read all your songs. I don't want to do all that. Have your song together. When I come to you, know what you got. If you do not know what you got, can you please talk to me, like, before the show, you know, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and say, Fire, what do I have in there? And write it down, and then you'll know what you have, because it's kind of annoying doing it on the show. You're wasting time. People want to get on, and you already know the rest. So anyway, last 4 digits of your phone number. You know I'm talking to you. Speak up. All right? You never know who's listening. You never know who's on the line. I always have celebs on. So, you know, their managers and all that be listening, and they be listening. So I don't need you sounding like you're half asleep. If you're tired, call back Monday, and, you know, it's all good. Love you to death, but, you know, you got an image, and so do I. So at the end of the day, I love you out of death, and, you know, don't get your, you know, panties all in a bunch, but it's business. So have it together. I love you. You don't see Jay-Z sleeping, and he probably only got, like, 2 hours of sleep. You know, but he knows what he's doing, and he's not fucking up no interview or phone interview. So, anyway, go ahead, the line's up. 7611.
Uno. Fuck is good, Fire Chick.
Yeah, you ain't been on in a while. You came out number one. How did that happen?
Because I'm motherfucking busy, and I was dialing since 9:20. I'm trying
to be
on deck.
9:20.
Lost radio.
It don't even let you on until 9:45.
That's what the bitch say. The bitch be like, you have 40 minutes until your show starts.
Exactly.
Call back within 15 minutes of showtime.
And then you know what y'all do? Y'all say, I've been on the air, you know, for like an hour. Now, see, I don't got nothing to do with that part, though.
So, look, then that's how you know the demand is in for Fire Chick. You need to do firechick.com because you're on fire. Firechick.net. Well, I'm
give me an extra job, look.
Yeah, firechick.net, baby. What's up to all my air outers? What's up to everybody in Philly, all in the hood? Shout out to my Harlem World niggas. Shout out to my ATL niggas, Indiana. You know, it's just another day. That's what we doing, paper chasing.
Okay. So,
how you?
I'm good. I'm really good. You know, working. So, did you get a chance to listen, you know, to listen or to watch the VMAs?
Hell no.
What? You didn't?
Nah, I mean, one, I was
too busy. Did anybody tell you about it?
No, ain't nobody even talk about it. Ain't nobody like, so that's how I know the hype. Yo, you saw the VMAs last night, XYZ? So, you know, it is what it is. That's another commercial playing. I mean, once bad enough, MTV don't even play videos no more. Them niggas is a reality network. You know what I'm saying? So for them to judge videos, you know what they're judging, and there's nothing in my category. You know what I'm saying? And then the world star need to do a motherfucking video awards. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know what I mean? But as far as MT awards, ain't hear nothing about it. I heard what you said about Nicki Minaj, her crazy suit. That don't surprise me. And,
no,
you know,
you should have saw all the shit she had on. It was
I'm happy that my man Rick Ross was able to be one of the headliners, and he's keeping it hood for the streets. That was the only plus I could pull out of that. Ross is not compromising his music, and he's able to be on that platform. Other than that, I see him when I get
there. Ross had some scandal,
too.
He had some scandal with the white girl. What's her face? She was talking crap about him in a freestyle or whatever, and his people and her people got into it, whatever the case was. But
after awards?
Yeah, after awards. Y'all check it out on YouTube.
Crazy.
He didn't really say nothing. It was, you know, he was kind of like quiet. I guess he was trying to get to it, but it really, you know,
everybody got in the way, and it was just, you know, the reps talking pretty much. So.
That ain't even on my radar. I'm where I gotta go. I'm on Somebody Gotta Die. That's a new movie dropping. It's a hood movie going straight to DVD. Somebody Gotta Die, starring Buck Smooth, Mo Money, my man Nat Nelson. Shot the Streets Most Magazine. It's gonna be in the hood near you real soon. Gonna see the ads out in a couple magazines, you know, all your media networks. So that's what I'm on. Somebody Gotta Die, the movie. That's
Somebody
what I'm on right
die.
There.
So it's pretty much, you know, a gangster hip hop type of show, movie, whatever.
But it got a twist to it. It's like I'm a connect. I'm selling dope, and the nigga I've been dealing with for a minute, he about to buy a nice amount of weight from me. So I'm about to make my move. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna sell this nigga some fake work. At the same time, he is like, fuck these niggas. I'm gonna buy the work with some fake money. So at this particular point, we're trying to gaff for each other. I'm selling him fake dope. He's buying it with fake money. At the same time, a nigga that used to work for the nigga that's copping for me, he's scheming on us. So he's going to stick us up for the fake work and money, but he think it's real. So he's like, I'm going to come up. He's going to get a brick of dope and to buy money. He don't know. He's sticking us up for fake shit. In the mix of all that while he's sticking us up, you know, we get into the shootout. In the shootout, innocent kid on the basketball court get hit. Now his father want to murk everybody that has something to do with the deal. So he's looking for the nigga that stuck us up.
So are you the lead role?
Yeah, I got a nice little star role in that joint.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Got music in there. You know, got the soundtrack dropping, mix CD, you know. So, you know, working on that. On side of trying to secure all my other independent deals I'm working on. So it's been a grind. I'm in the studio right now. That's why I was dialing, you know what I'm saying, trying to get to you ASAP, you know what I'm saying, so I can get back in the booth.
You came through this week, so that's what's up. I know you
I'm happy, too. Shout out to my Air Outers. Y'all niggas keep on your grind. All my ladies on Air Out, y'all keep on your grind. Air Out family, we growing.
Aww.
Ain't no telling where we're going
to
be in 2012.
Are you coming on Friday? Can you make it?
I can't make it on the second. I'm trying to make
the
showcase. I can't, baby. Kids got to go back to school. Labor Day coming. I'm washed up.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Hurricane fucked my money up. I ain't getting no money all weekend. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there, spirit. You know what I'm saying? I love you. I love everything you're doing for us. You know what I'm saying? And whoever,
you
like I always say,
bring your ass down soon, though.
Whatever air it out to get the first meal. If y'all do not bless Fire Chick, all the air dollars be coming to look for you. So it's going to be a hired hit crew, about 100 motherfuckers looking for you. The first thing that I pop on this radio and don't give back to Fire Chick, we all looking for you. And if I pop first, you got it.
That would be some ill shit.
That's going to be some ill shit. I'm going to get these burners, all my other niggas. We're going to load up. Clap them niggas. So Nightcrawler, where you at? Nigga ain't paid Fire Chicken. He done platinum. We going to go get them niggas.
The Smack is
the Shetty Kings, all them niggas. Smackdown, all my head out. We going to put the head out on your ass.
Yeah.
So y'all remember that. When y'all get your little deal, put your money aside for Fire Chick. Kiss the ring, pay the don. Queen
said,
bitch in
kiss
charge.
Kiss the ring. I like
kiss
that.
Kiss the
I
ring.
Like.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But, I mean, I know your showcase is going to be successful. Sorry I can't make it, but I will, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this is just a promo. This is not the actual showcase, so you still got time to make it down for that, hopefully, you know.
Yeah, I'm on deck for the showcase. Yeah. Hotel room in the Hilton, downtown Philly, I'm doing it.
All
I'll be floating in the jacuzzi before then, Caked
you
out,
hear
bitch.
Him right, y'all. Y'all hear him right. You hear the bullshit right.
Caked out, baby.
All right, so go ahead and give him your info.
Oh, okay, catch me at itsmyurls.com/BuckSmooth. You know what I'm saying? Shout me out, thesession.net. You got that mixtape free download, Get Money Rap Volume 1. I'm doing very nice in the streets and out there on the internet. Good feedback from that. So if you don't got the CD, download it. Listen to that good Harlem music, Buck Smooth, Get Money Rap Volume 1. And I'm on a little something smooth shit tonight. Just got, you know, some new pussy from this bitch, so I want to
know,
do she want my money? Do she want my money? I'm rocking with do she want my money?
Bye.
You know, you got me?
I got you.
Fire Chick, it's Air Out Radio. I love your Air Outers. One.
Yeah. Rich spectrum of the hip hop practicum. Gather Eichmann, Gabriel Eichmann, the hip hop practicum.
Buck smooth, baby. got a couple questions.
Do you want my money? Do you really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me. I was so, so smooth. I hopped out the poop. I was in my groove. The way she looked at me, I just had to say something. She gave a number to me. Later that night, backseat of my truck. Magnums on deck. A really good fuck. Do you want my money? Or do you really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me. I was oh so smooth. I hopped out the poop. I was in my groove. I'm in that SUV. I dropped the seat. Started kissing on me. Got on top of me. I gave her a ride. Let the pipe game go way inside. We zoning. She moaning. Husband like when she coming home. She showed me the text. It blew my mind in the middle of the sex. I'm knocking shorty off to win Toronto. And her man played for Denver Broncos.
Word.
Nigga 6'4, 355. That's a big dude. He'll take my life. Do you want my money? Do you really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me. I was oh so smooth. I hopped out the coop. I was in my groove. Do you want my money? Do you really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me. I was oh so smooth. I hopped out the coop. I was in my groove. Listen, before I finish the song, you laugh with me. Up out of that dome, we do the 3-hour floor pay, grinding in the club, smoke good haze, bunch of dough. That outside can't keep them hoes sick. It's slow motion, bitch, about to take a long trip. And I'm never coming back. I told you if I leave, you regret that. Big money, I make you relax. Big dick, I make a shit come back. 1 minute, I make you never call. 1 night with me, you see I really ball.
I'm feeling.
Do you want my money? Or do you really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me.
Listen.
I was oh so smooth. I hopped out the coop. I was in my groove.
Certified stars, you are now tuning in with Air It Out Radio with that chick Fire, baby.
Air It Out Radio, is that your fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And if you're on the net and you want to tune in and talk shit, or you want to cuss me out, or you want to say whatever's on your mind, hit me at 347-677-1163. Shout out to Buck. Listen, Buck, while you in the fucking studio, how about you give me my motherfucking drop, okay? How about that? How am I doing laughing at me? Listen, where my drop at, man? Where my drop at? That's all I'm going to say. You in there now. No excuse. Air It Out Radio. Drop, okay? Get it together. Like I said, EQ got the movie coming up. I'm in it. A couple Air It Outers is in there. You know, change the beat. Real excited. 267-265-1910. Make sure y'all hit him up if y'all were looking for some parts or whatever the case is, or if y'all want to just prank call his phone, either or, you know, whatever works for me. So anyway, I'm going to go to the next caller. Let's see what's good. 8219. Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Hey, Fire, what's up, baby? It's Hancho. Most talented.
From where?
How you doing?
Where you from?
I'm from the bottom, West Philadelphia.
The bottom.
Right now, I'm somewhere out Delaware County. You know, and secluded area. You know, I can't live in the city. You know, I got love for everybody, but you know, I done did that most of my life, so I'm good where I'm at now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Out to Delaware. So did you watch?
No, Delco, not Delaware, but not Delaware State, Delaware County.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Suburbs.
He looked, bitch. No.
No, not like that. You know. You know.
Like,
we work hard. We play hard.
Up.
That's right.
Got it fucked up. Nah. Okay, I got you. So, did you watch the VMAs?
Yeah, I did. I actually stayed up and watched all of it.
Okay. What'd you think about it?
I thought I was really impressed by the majority of the performances, with the exception of the last performance by Wayne.
Wayne.
I really didn't. Yeah, I really didn't. It kind of almost felt as if he was trying to get up one on Kanye and Jay, because I think Kanye and Jay got confirmed late, and Kanye and Jay came out there and killed it, man. Shout out to Jay, man. Jay out there with the constructions on, with the white tee, with the hat, on some 90s dope boy, you know what I'm saying? Like he took it back, so shout out to Jay, man. You know, but you know what though? You know why I like it though, because you're probably never gonna see someone with that much money
old.
And power, you know what I'm okay. saying, like playing like a street dude. You get what I'm saying? Like,
now,
I would give it
to him. He's better when he's with somebody else to me. Like, when he's performing with other people, I think he's better. When he's by himself, I'd be bored with him. I'm sorry. See, I know y'all Jay-Z fans. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to get slashed for that.
But you know what, though? I think he's gotten better with his performance. Like, he was spitting real hard yesterday, and I'm really feeling, you know, how he's playing right now. And, you know, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed, you know, Beyonce, of course, was amazing. Chris Brown, you know, him dancing to Protect Your Neck, that was kind of fly.
Boring.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
you know,
sorry,
I mean,
boring.
I mean, I enjoyed the show. But you know what, though? Somebody got an envelope, because it was a robbery took place, because they robbed Wiz. I mean, Black and Yellow was probably the biggest song of 2010 going into 2011, and
but who was he up against? He was up against Justin Bieber, right?
No,
so,
he was up against Tyler.
The creator. Yeah.
It's no way.
I think
it's
he had
no
a big
way.
Fan base, though. So.
Not like Wiz Khalifa. I mean, Black and Yellow was that's the biggest song of 2000.
Yeah, I was like, who the hell is this guy? But I don't want to talk shit, because I want to have him on the show eventually, so.
I mean, it's no knock to Tyler. It's just that, other than Wiz Khalifa, what new artist is worthy of anything, you know, like of a best new artist other than Wiz? Who had a bigger impact on hip-hop as a new artist than Wiz?
Really all that impressed with him. But, I mean, I don't know. I just, when you think of MTV, you be thinking that it's going to be this big boom, like, oh, yes. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, what's next? I don't know. Like, that's just my opinion. I wasn't all that impressed with it. I don't know if it's because it was the VMAs or it wasn't the actual MTV awards or whatever. I don't know. But
Kevin Hart was funny, too.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart always, you know, do his thing. So,
shout
out to Kevin Hart.
Okay. So, you got any shows and stuff coming up?
I did Poetry Unplugged Monday, and I'm trying to work something out. This is big spoken word show that's coming up. I kind of expanded my audience a little bit.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm putting something together now. I don't want to throw it out there because I don't really have dates confirmed and location, but I do got some stuff coming up. Like, this won't be the last time, you know, I call in and, you know, like, next week I'll
ask. I hope not. I mean, you know what, and it's good that you say that, because there's another, you know, somebody else that's, you know, is spoken word. His name is Black King, so you probably hear him throughout the show if you're listening later on. But, you know, he's on the line now, so maybe y'all could connect or whatever. But he does a lot of that, too. So, you know, see, you never know who's on the line. So he might be able to tell you about some stuff. He might, you know, I can collab or whatever in the cases.
Definitely.
So.
Shout out to Black Cancer. I got love, homie.
Yeah. So, like I said, hit me up on Twitter after you get off, and I'm sure he'll be there, and y'all can connect from there, and, you know, I'll go from there.
Okay.
So, all right. So, give them your info where they can reach you.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook at Hancho No Dice, HANCHO, No Dice, of course, how it sounds, NODICE. I'm on Twitter at Too Cocky to Care, at Too Cocky to Care. That's double I, cocky, double I, care. So that's my Twitter info and Facebook info. So, yeah, you guys, you know, anybody that want to reach out, you can reach me there.
Okay.
Or you can email me at HanchoNoDice at Yahoo.
Yeah. And that's HANCHO.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. So.
Yep.
All right, so what are we getting into tonight?
Well, I got this this record I did with my man Melion. It's called You Got Me. It's more of a
Wait, Melion? R&B Melion?
Yeah, Melion.
Oh, word? Okay, shout out to
Melion. Yeah, shout out Latif. Where you at, homie? Call me.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah, we did this record, Power, from the Wonder Twins produced it.
Shout out to Power.
Yeah, shout out to Power.
So
man.
You might know Kim King, because she's on the line. Shout out to her.
Shout out to Kim King, you know. Yeah, so
small world.
Well, yeah, everybody's working, you know. The world gets smaller in the city, you know, when you're working and everyone's, you know, striving for the same thing. You kind of, we all connected in one way, shape, or form. So
Right. Shout
out to everybody that's going hard, just trying to make their dreams come true.
Yeah, so make sure y'all hit him up. So we're going to get into your song. Go ahead and introduce it for me one more time.
Yeah, this is Hancho. This is my new record. It's called You Got Me, featuring Melion.
There it is. Air it out.
This right here is long overdue. You know what I'm saying? Just going to get intimate one time. Because comes a time where every man got to mature. And if he blessed enough, find that one that's God's gift to him. Gotta hold on to it. And I did a lot of things. I ran around before I found mine. I'm just glad that I realized it before it was over. Yeah. Baby girl, you the love of my life. Baby girl, you the love of my life. And I sacrifice anything for the love of my life. This one day, I'ma make you my wife. So you can rest assured forevermore. You the one I adore. And you can have any man, I'm sure. So I can't ignore your loyalty and the pain you endure. But baby girl, now I'm all yours. Check. And I remember numerous fights, cause I had a crave for the nightlife. But it was just a time of my life where I had a lot of issues and most of my decisions weren't right. Still you found a way to love me in spite. Now you got me beat, so it's time to throw in the towel and take the final vow and live life faithful and proud. Watching God's treasure, filled with pleasure to stay together. Our soul's endeavor, wanting love to last forever, forever.
Used to be a player, but I'm done with the game, cause you got me. Little bitch got that good thing, man, it's a shame, how you got me. And every time I go out, she pull me right back, cause you got me. And I want the world to know that you got me.
I put a lot of designer names, giving the diamond rings, pulled strings, so she had the finest of things. She was flyed in, silky black hair like brown skin, small feet with a body figure that's thin. I stared for a while, finally she gave a smile. My first question asked, was she faithful or had a child? We moved steady till we got close and she was ready to be my lover, spending nights under the covers. When weekends I work, came to see you right after church. No relationship perfect, celebrated July 1st. But over time, we matured since 99. You got saved, told me that money controlled my brain. I felt the same through the years that we was apart. A tattoo on my chest with your name over my heart. Cause losing you just wouldn't be smart. So I got my mind right, and ever since I've been playing my part with you.
Used to be a player, but I'm done with the game, cause you got me.
Just do its part. Only one gon' have my heart from the very start. You showed light when it was dark. Thinking about the past, first and last, for good or bad. You're my other half, show me love I never had. The best do its part. Only one gon' have my heart from the very start. You showed light when it was dark. Thinking about the past, first and last, for good or bad. You're my other half, show me love I never had. And that's why I gave you the world boost, so I could show you. You got a good man to do what he's supposed to. And there were plenty women in my life before you, but now they're part of my past because I chose you. Could never understand through the foul shit that I done. You stayed waiting for the man I become. Didn't find love but found me, and that's how I know you're the one. And one day you'll be having my son, the love.
From my legs to a head, she got a thing. I can't help but stare at a frame. What's good, baby? It's the R&B Prince, J. Rose. You tuning in to the hottest radio show out right now. Air It Out Radio, baby. Competition will see none.
Uh-oh. Fuck with that drop, y'all. Fuck with that drop. I like that, J. Rose. It was good. All right, that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And if you're on the net and you're tuning in and you want to hit me out, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk, okay? Shout out to Jersey, the Onion Beep. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Also, too, make sure y'all hit EQ up, 267-265-1910, to print call him for this. I'm just fucking with y'all. To hit him up for the movie Change the Beat, all right? So if y'all need a spot or whatever, y'all want to do a cameo, just be sitting there, you know, drinking a soda or something in the background, whatever the case is, hit him up. I think he's on this, I think he needs people for the cipher part. I'm not really sure. But either way, hit him up, and he'll give y'all more details and whatever he needs, you know. And also, too, hope y'all can come out on September 2nd, Friday, 1 to 5, I'm doing my Air It Out promo. We got it rescheduled. All right. So if you know, you missed it or you thought you missed it, whatever the case is, be there Friday. All right. 1 to 5. Rodriguez is going to be there. I'm excited. Moon. I think Lady Luck, she might be. Yo, be quiet. See, that's how you got to check her like that. That's that real shit. That's hood. Okay. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up. All right. When I call your last 4 digits. Of your phone whenever I'm talking to you. All right, make sure y'all speak up loud and clear. You never know who's on the line. So tonight's topic, again, in case y'all didn't hear and y'all just tuning in, is what is your opinion about the VMAs? What y'all think? What was the best part? Whatever the case is, let me know. Or somebody told you about it, whatever the case is. Let me see where we at. 4986.
Dominicano, have not. Machete King in the building. What's popping fire?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm feeling great. It's a phenomenal day. I'm glad it's almost over.
Yeah, right?
I've been in the studio working on shit all damn day.
You sound like you're drained.
I'm just roasted and reserved, man. Roasted and reserved.
Trying to
keep my energy, you know, in check. Trying not to get too loud because it's, you know, I'm on the phone. I'm on the air. Trying to be too loud.
You good. So what's your opinion about the VMAs and whatnot? What was your best part?
I don't know. It was like the little acting that they was doing in between the what you call them, you know, the presentations. They could have did better. Like, seriously. Like, motherfuckers, why you won't put Nicki Minaj next to the boy Jonah Hill? Like, I fucked with the boy. He's funny as shit in all his movies, but her outfit was too fucking distracting. Like, what the fuck was she thinking?
Is it me, or does her nose look longer and longer every time? Like, I swear to God. Like, I love Nicki, but it's just like, damn, is her nose getting longer? Like, what the fuck?
I don't even know. Like she's a sexy broad, but she's fucking up her whole situation. Like, she came in jacking Little Kim swag, and now that shit's been exposed, she's jacking Gaga swag. So she had to Gaga it up while Gaga was dressed as Gaga's boyfriend. Like, what the fuck was going on? Like, seriously, this is a whole bunch of extra credit theatrics, man. Like, let's get back to dealing with the music. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it was a little extra. I didn't know what the hell was going on. It was definitely weird. So, all right, so what you got going on music-wise? I know they have Nazis in the studio like crazy.
Yeah, it's just that's all I can say. It's just project on top of project on top of project. Machete King and several other members of the Have Nots are going to be live on stage September 2nd, Friday, you know what I'm saying, at the Air It Out Radio promo event.
Yep.
That's what we got going on musically. We all going to be there.
All right. Y'all still got the other show right after that, or?
That's still on Saturday. They just rescheduled
okay.
it because of Irene. I like to give a big fat fuck you to Hurricane Irene. That's just some bullshit we just didn't need.
Yeah, she fucked up.
The government can kiss my ass, and
mm-mm.
I'm talking about the part of the government that's responsible for the earthquake.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm putting shit out there. I don't give a fuck. Shout-outs to Kazmir. Shout-outs to E-Burners for joining the Have-Nots recently. You know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to everybody who's been in the Have-Nots headquarters in recent weeks. Fat Show, the Asshole, you know what I'm saying? We're still with you, Track Team, Casket Crew. Shout-out to Non-Fiction Blood Money. Shout-out to everybody that's fucking with the Have-Nots. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to all the Aired Outers. Buck Smooth, what up, salute. He said everything that was on everybody's mind, man. Like, real talk.
Yeah, what's up with Chrissy, man? Where she at? Chrissy the Virgo. Let's go by.
Yeah, she's still here.
Okay.
Chrissy the Virgo, man, she's just been going through some things, man. You know, we dealing with it. We taking
right.
care of it.
All right.
We all a family. Looking out for each other, making sure we all good.
Okay.
You know, trust. Everybody's going to be there, though. We all going to be out. It's going to be a marvelous event.
Y'all better get there early, because I'm telling you, they have not
you
to
know what I mean.
They got like 20 heads
yeah,
up in there.
We gonna be coming through in waves, like different, like this gonna be crazy. Like,
yes.
It's just gonna be crazy. It's gonna be a lot of people.
Telling everybody, don't be fashionably late. Like, yo, I'm gonna get there like 3.
Shit,
nah,
no.
You get there at 3 if you want.
We ain't never on time because we always early.
Yeah. Don't get there at 3 o'clock and think you're gonna perform.
We ain't the artists that be in their diva bag. We don't do those. We just, you know, we keep it humble. We keep it true. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas wasn't doing that shit on the streets, you know. Ain't gonna
right.
be doing that shit in the industry. Just get there on time. Shit. Anytime I gotta
right.
go somewhere, I gotta go to business. I gotta go do some business, put in some work or whatever. I get there early. I need to scope out the scenery. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, I know where all the exits is at. Make sure I see all my motherfucking lines of sight. Ain't nobody creeping up on me. I know where everybody can come from what angles and shit. That's
exactly.
a whole normal situation entirely, man. I'm just happy to be here.
Exactly. All right, so give them your info and all that good stuff.
Shout out to Retro Banger and Tight Circle, $10. You can find Machete King at Machete King on Twitter. And just follow the Have Nots at Philly Have Nots. And shit, we're just everywhere. I mean, it's myurls.com/RachetteKing. It's too many websites. That's the main one. Go there, you'll find everyone that I fuck with. Everybody
right.
fuck with me.
Exactly.
Yeah. For tonight, we're going to pick Baby I'm Hot. It's still in your system as I'm Hot. I'm still working on that.
Yeah. 5 minutes long. You know what?
Yeah. Look, listen, I got you. I had to read through and reformat everything, so don't worry, I got it. Baby, I'm Hot, you know what I'm saying? Air It Out Radio.
Yeah. Yo. Americano. Beautiful day, New York. Because I'm still the menace of sobriety, and sobriety still hurts.
Baby, I'm hot. I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun. I am lava. I am the one so fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot. I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun. I am lava. I am the one so fuck you and your mama.
Listen up, my balls. That's what you hold to lift. My ass. That's what you clowns can kiss. I'm fresh like a steaming hot pile of shit. Music is my bulldozer, moving all them bricks. Building my wealth,
with the different shit that I get. I'm killing your house with a simple flick of my wrist. Whether a text and a call and a squeezing until you're falling, I am in charge of your breathing. So beg your pardon if I ain't moved or impressed by your shit chatter, or with your little antics and gimmicks. Don't begin to matter. I'm gangster, but I'm not, cause I know how to beat a murder quick. Just don't leave no evidence, you silly bitch. I throw knives and collect them after you're dead. I'd rather the move than blast shots right at your head. But I'm a man of principles, a civilized savage, wise when I'm telling or committing much damage. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to fuck you and your mama.
Hey, yo, listen, I'm cold enough to kill often with no conscience. Smart enough to keep it gutter with no nonsense. Cool enough to respect every woman that I turn out. Hot enough to go non-stop and not burn out. Fight fire with fire and watch the flame get higher. Set heaven's foundation ablaze through microphone wires. The sun shines only when I stop being brilliant, or when I'm smoked out drunk or fucking and chilling on my SU bullshit. I'm arrogant and modest. I can't make up my mind, not dropping in and out of college. I try to be righteous, but the devil is a liar, and I'm not sure anymore if it's hell or heaven's fire that burns in my soul, that I vomit up in song. Cause I aim to go right no matter how I go wrong. No way will I forget all that it took to get me on. No way will I not give a fuck unless it's for a song.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to love you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire.
To say that money don't matter is a motherfucking joke. I'm trying to get paid and so is everybody else. But most wanna be rich while I wanna attain wealth. To recession proof my riches, my children, mama, and bitches. Not to mention my woman and how I crush my competition. I'm grown, so I gotta fine tune my vision as I keep working harder to improve my position. I'm hotter than the egg frying in the skillet till it's crisp. I scorch a thermal meat until it boil, burst, and hit. I personify a fire, an inferno in the flesh. Although I burn with desire, I will never burn from sex. My swagger gets away from me, so I keep it in check. But when it slips, it's the main reason that I be getting next. I don't need the frost to show any ice at all for her to drop her drawers and be nice to my ball. I'm modest, but I'm honest, and when I'm shitting, I promise to go my hardest so that they will study me up in college. Cause I'm dropping hella knowledge, but I gotta keep it gutter, and I gotta make it so you can compare me to no other. I make you move your body, and I try to make you think. Lyrically giving you everything, plus two kick you think. I inspire you to smoke weed, sex safe, mixed drinks. But there's so much other fire that I'm planning to bring.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. Say different, so you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one for fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You say different, so you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one for fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I'm fire. You say different, so you be a liar.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air it out radio.com. www.radioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradioeventsradio shout out to EQ Philly for a change the beat. Make sure y'all hit him up 267-265-1910. Shout out to Bucks Move and who else was on that line? Machete King. All right, shout out to them. And all the air doubters that's on the line now, please be patient. I will be getting to you. Make sure y'all have your ass at the event on Friday, September 2nd, 1 to 5. I dig it be there. Shout out to Pinky. She's going to be doing some interviews for me. Coco from Exposure Nation. Miss P from UE. All this is for the promo for Air It Out. Volume 1 DVD, okay? We'll have some chicken, whatever. You know, it's going to be some miscellaneous things. Come out, network, bring whatever you need to bring, you know, to promote yourself, mixtapes, flyers, whatever you got going on. Bring it on down. It's all free. You get 5 minutes to perform, all right? So show the love. Don't come late, okay? Bring your asses there early. I'm telling you, it's just like, you know, the Air It Out lines, you know? You know, I don't favor. And y'all not signing up until 1 o'clock to actually, you know, get out there and sign up to perform, right? So other than that, you know, it's all love. Just have your ass there. Make sure your music is clean because it is going to be some kids out there. Bring your own stuff. Don't think I'm going to have it for you because I'm not, okay? So 5 minutes, you know what I mean? Get your music on, promote, whatever you need to do, all right? Air It Out Radio. It's all good. 53-27, Air It Out Radio. It's good.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, BC.
I never get tired of that. What's going on, Black Cancer?
I'm chilling right now, trying to get myself together, because I forgot that I was supposed to push this damn Look At Me Now, John. I mean, you've been heard it plenty of times, but I was supposed to leak it tonight on Twitter at 12 o'clock, so I'm trying to make sure I follow my own damn deadline.
Right. Are you going to be able to make that?
Yeah, I think so. I just got a draw on Twitter and trend it or whatever. I do my own shit. It ain't got to be national. It ain't got to be national at all.
Right.
That's what I do to promote it or to push it or whatever. So, and I enjoy doing that. So I'm gonna do that. Keep myself up and shit.
Okay. That's what's up. So, what was your opinion about the VMAs, if you even watched it, or did you hear about it?
Yeah, I watched it. I went in on it. I saw you on there, whatever, as well.
You saw me?
Yeah.
Where you see me at?
I see people. In my timeline.
Yeah, spazzing out.
Basically, overall, I'm looking forward to the BET Hip Hop Awards. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's how much I ain't really care for the VMAs. It was alright, something to watch to kill time,
yeah.
But it wasn't the best VMAs ever.
No.
Kanye and Hov did cool, but the audio was fucked up. Did anybody realize that during the part where he said run up on Yeezy, I might murk you? Somebody actually ran up on the damn stage.
I know. Who the fuck was that?
I don't know, but the security probably got him and fucked him up.
Snatched his ass up, didn't they?
Yeah, that shit ain't worth it. I don't know what people be thinking, man. Them drugs must be good.
I was like, is that part of the act or what?
Like, yeah. Lady Gaga, that was a clever joint. I mean, she already stated she's gay. She kept plugging in her album the whole time. I am what I am, whatever. You were born this way. I'm like, okay, lady, I'm done with you. If you don't change this shit up. And then he had the nerve to bring out Britney Spears or whatever, but then curse in front of the kids, which upset me. I don't give a damn how much cursing they hear on a regular basis. If you going to sit there and you got these little kids dancing for Britney Spears, like they opening up for her, why would you curse in front of the kids? She like, fuck, and this, that, and the third. I'm just like, this shit
and
is wrong.
And it wasn't just her. It was all of them. They was
yeah, it was a couple people, man. They like,
Tyler,
like they said earlier,
Gata. They was all wilding out.
Swag jacket images, Nicki
yeah.
looking like Lady Gaga and shit. Oh, Jesus. What's
Jesus,
really going
Jesus.
On?
Yeah.
I came at Wayne's neck on Twitter because I don't give a damn how hard you are. You could be a blood crip, whatever. No disrespect to the gangers, you know what I'm saying? But that shit right there, what he had on and the way he was acting and his mannerisms was suspect. Fuck with you,
Dirty. He's a suspect.
That shit
was
suspect.
A little too tight.
Yeah, man. Come
yeah,
on,
it was
man.
Really super tight and super short. Like, they looked like they was for a kid. It was really...
Yeah, so I ain't care too much for the VMAs. Like Machete said, stick to the music, man. Don't worry about the image. Y'all be doing too much on MTV for me, man. I'm looking forward to the BET Awards because if the audio is right, if the mics is actually right, then they good.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's hip-hop. Aside from the people that is signed, the industry cast, a lot's going on with me. This Thursday, I'll be doing Poetry Unplugged. That's on www.exposurenation.com. That's September the 1st, this Thursday, at 8 o'clock. It's going to be live. It'll be all over the internet or whatever. And I think you can see it live at Cafe Mocha. I'm trying to make sure I got the location right. I can't get an address. You have to actually go on my Facebook or my I'm going to try to get it on my Twitter page as well. And you can check me out at www.itsmyurls.com/blackcancer. So you can find some of the information on there. As I said, I'm going to try to I'm going to leak the Look At Me Now joint featuring me, Jay Rose, and E. Burners, 12 o'clock at night. This Friday, I'll be at the promo show for Air It Out.
Yeah.
That's what's that? I don't know the exact address for that. It's just outside.
It's
the sneaker building is outside.
Yeah, it's outside. You can't miss it. You can't miss
it. Yeah, you really
can't
miss it.
Right across from the gallery.
Like, everybody top up. We ain't got to tell you the address.
Yeah.
If you say the Sneakerville outside across the street from Old Navy, you
exactly.
should know what it is. If you don't, you're a fuck boy.
It's only one there.
What else? I'm supposed to... Oh, yeah, next week, what is it, 6328 Rising Sun Ave. I will be at Rendezvous. That's the bar up northeast or whatever. I should be performing. You get two songs there if you sign up on the open mic list. This should have some good features as well. Shout outs to El Poeta. He's the host of that, and he will also be a host of the Poetry Unplugged this Thursday that I'll be on. Oh, boy. And I'll be doing another Epic Exposure joint. I'll be featured at another Epic Exposure joint by Tamika.
What do you mean you're featuring? Like, what's the difference?
See, when I plugged it in before, I was plugging in heavy because I was a part of it, as in I was performing with one of my teammates or whatever, and we
oh,
had
just like on the side
10 minutes. Yeah, I'm just playing the sideline. Like I'll be there, and I'll be performing with Marley, and we'll do Lyrical Killers, which is what I'm gonna play tonight for the first time. So yeah, I'll be there performing Lyrical Killers with Marley from TMR Beats. Shout outs to him. EQ, Burners, P-Funk, Batcave for having me, you know what I'm saying? And I got some features coming up, and that's with E-Burners, Cashmere, I Am The Die, and shout-outs to everybody else that I had collabs with, Machete King, the Philly Headknots. Make sure you send me that Twitter link so I can link up with y'all. And, you know what I mean? The boy that shouted me out, Honcho Dice. I don't got his name right, but he showed love, so I definitely
mm-hmm.
going to look for him. Or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
that's
about it, man. You know what I mean? I got to keep it moving. I know you got a lot of people calling and shit. Hopefully I ain't take up y'all time.
Nah, you good. You good. I mean, the whole thing is is that Lyrical thing on the, what you call it?
No, it's under me. It's under, it's called Lyrical Killer Feature. It's featuring me. It's Marley's song, though. Shout outs to Jit Chronicles.
I think I put it
on
the Molly.
Alright, to Jit Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio, because they had me on there. Definitely shout outs to Batcave, because that was a good look. And to Shadow Core Radio. And my own point.
Yeah, y'all got to, y'all definitely need to hit up Shadow. Those my peoples, too, so.
Yeah, there's so many blog talks, yo. If you only, play one a day, you can really hit more than that. So definitely be on your grind with your blog talk shit.
Yeah.
That's real talk, because the other radio stations ain't playing us.
They sure ain't. For real. All right, so let me see if I got this drawing, because I know you sent it in, and I'm not saying you didn't, but blog me, I'm going to fuck up. So
you want me to keep rapping till you find that joint?
Yeah, why don't you spit something?
All right. Like, oh, shit. Let me see.
But those that don't know, he was on Bad Cave 2.0 last Wednesday. You know what I mean? Shout out to Adonis as well. He did his thing. So
let me see.
He said,
"Less than a buck." Oh yeah, you want me? You gonna drop that air it out, John?
Nah, I'm trying to find this. All
right. Less than a buck before fuck, 'cause I go nuts. Dollars touch my body, a homie is glorified. The president's inside of my jeans. Georgie Wise, shocking offer to a bum in the streets, unfortunate. The ass ain't in my place to sort their lives, because I never know what they fell if on they rise. Don't wish to live in a hell if touring skies is my best proposition when guapping chicken, not fried. I died to live life with excitement, the swagger is fresher than any adolescent in bathroom scent. So the magnet eyes lead to a magnum ride. Yeah, I'm attracting chicks. Paradox, hardcore as refrigerators. They let a physical hit like the mind, so I continue dating. You still want me to keep going?
No, you good, you good. I still right. can't find this motherfucker, though. I know it's in here. I know it's in here. Listen, blog is acting the fuck up. I can't find a lot of stuff that's supposed to be in here. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. People are going to be very upset. I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to start deleting a lot of things in here. So anybody that want me to go through these stuff, please hit me up on a random day. Not tonight, but hit me up on another day and I'll sit down and I'll go through your stuff with you and I'll delete a lot of shit that you don't want in here. So I don't know if that's the situation tonight. But, you know, I got to...
And it's not in my file, right, Lyrical Killer?
I looked in Wally's and I'm still looking through your stuff and I don't see it. That's serious.
Right,
and I, you know what, I swore I thought I played it already. I know I downloaded it for sure. But, yeah, it's not in here.
All right, then. We're going to get to some Threader shit since you can't find that. And we're going to play Rap
Your
Shit.
What are we going to
do? Rap Your Shit. All
right, give me a second. I don't say, play Rick Ross. Like, you know, we don't play him here.
No.
No. So anyway, give them your info one more time.
Once again, it's www.itsmyurls.com/blackcancr. It's Black Cancer. I would say Google me, but don't take your chances. Just stick to
Why
the.
Why you say that?
Cause stick to your website and you got a better chance. Google have it scattered, man. It ain't nothing like it. It's my URL. All this shit just be in there. I just recommend people to always go to that. I should put that on my business cards.
Well,
you can't beat that.
That's true. What's the song again? I'm so sorry, babe.
It's called Rep Your Shit.
Ooh. Dead serious. I don't know if that's in here, too. Wait a minute. I know. I feel so bad. You know I'm
don't
getting
feel
fucked
bad.
Up tonight.
I think you would feel bad if I'd be like, can you go down and listen, tell me what you have?
Yes. Please.
All
right. Don't make me do that.
Okay.
Please do not make me do that. And you know what? The funny part about it is I know that song is in here. Like, I know it is. So.
I can give shout outs then.
Go ahead. Give me a shout out real quick. I know everybody else thinks they're going to do that shit, but it ain't happening. Go ahead.
Shout out to EQ. For having me in a part of Change the Beat. I should be down there this weekend. We should be filming whatever. That location is confidential. shout out to Cashmere once again, because I definitely fucks with that beat. And I am Die, hope you got the beat. And you bang with that joint as well. Machete, we got to do something as well, because I finally got back the beat from Versatile XL. He put his verse on there, so I can send that over to you once I write to mine. Hopefully I'll have a show for all the supporters and listeners, in October because I still wound up linking up with Afton Entertainment or Corporation, whatever you want to call them, and they were willing to up my pay as far as doing shows, which is pretty good on my behalf because I'm a starving artist. I'm always hungry. Fuck that.
I know, that's right. Yeah, I don't see that when I'm here either.
Cool. Can you play Conquer?
Conquer. Lord, have mercy. Why you ain't playing on the shit that you just sent me? Like, I don't get
Yo,
that.
Yo, you got all this. You got all of this.
I know, and that's the thing I don't understand because I know that's in here. Because I know it's in here. The lyrical, what you call it, and, yeah. Whipping Money, like I never heard that one before.
You never heard Whipping Money? All right, we'll play Whipping Money. That's an exclusive for everybody that smoke, for everybody that drink, smoke, sip something, pop a pill. Take, like, easy. Just be on your easy with this one. It's that grown man shit. It's called Whipping Money. And pay attention to the lyrics, because it ain't getting money. The nigga just say it in the song.
And I'm kicking it with that chick fire on Air It Out Radio.
What's going on? It's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Black Cancer, Machete King, and also Book Smooth for tuning in. Make sure y'all check out my Twitter because, you know, most everybody hits me up after the fact and posts their stuff. And shout out to Honcho, too. You know, so y'all can find out where they at. If y'all want to collab, whatever the case is, hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio, no spaces, Air It Out Radio, or Facebook, Air It Out Radio, and, you know, collab with everybody, all right? So
So if they're, if you see somebody that's not on here and that you're trying to get a hold of, hit me up, too, on Twitter, and I'll try to connect y'all, whatever the case is, too, because some people, you know, they might not tune in every single Monday. So, all right, so I'm going to get into my guest and see what's going on with him as soon as Blog allows me to go down. You know, it has a mind of its own. It does what the fuck it wants to do. So, anyway, like I said, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and hit me up 347-677-1163. And, yes, I am fucking stalling because you know how Blog is. For the newbies that's tuning in, Blog be fucking up. You might get dropped, whatever the case is. Try not to be on Twitter as much or texting, you know, because it does have a tendency of making the calls drop or make you drop out of key. So make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk, or, you know, if y'all on the line, make sure y'all just continue to press 1. Make sure y'all still in the host key to make sure, you know, you're still on the air. Because if you're not on, if you're not pressing 1, I'm not coming to you, okay? So that's just the way it is. I'm thinking you just want to listen and tune in because a lot of people do that. So, you know. All right, I'm looking for my damn clap, but fuck that clap. All right, so anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Fuck it. 8043, Air Dot Radio. What's up to my guest, R&B, Irv? What's up,
yo,
baby?
Yo, yo, what's good?
What's going on?
Hiya! What's
so
up with
lit.
You?
He over there lit like a motherfucker.
Nah, I'm a little wavy. I'm wavy. Ask my nigga Icy how it is.
I'm
you know
mad.
I
can't get wavy.
Oh, why not? I mean, like, what's the point?
No.
Why not?
No, Blog already fucking up. Plus me being drunk.
Yeah.
Not
fuck this shit, nigga. Start wilding
wrong
on it.
Songs and everything. Y'all don't
want wrong artist.
You be like,
yeah.
That's my nigga. If I like, yeah.
That's crazy.
So, anyway, so tell everybody where you from. And
yeah, I mean,
what
it's your boy Irv R&B. Straight out of Jersey, repping P-ville, AC. I mean, pretty much all of Jersey. You know, we in a building real heavy. You know what I mean? Big ups to Fire. You know what I mean? Big ups to my team, the Takeover Inc. You know what I mean? Other label, GMG, Gangsters Made Gentlemen. You know, R&B Productions. I'm doing it all, man. I'm behind the scenes of everything. Videos, music. You know what I mean? Anything you need, we got it. We got it. We in here heavy. You know what I mean? R&B speaks for itself. A lot of people come up to me and ask me, like, why you call yourself R&B? I'll be like, yo, man,
yeah.
What you want? What do you want to hear? You know? Like, you know what I mean?
So you are a rapper, too, or you just do the R&B? Because I thought you spit, too. You spit
I spit, like, you know what I mean? I had a little few things running with Capital at one point.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like back in 05, you know, I was staying out there. I was pretty much living out there for a minute. And I had a few people. I ain't going to throw everybody's name out there, you know. Too much. But yeah, we was out there doing our thing out there, and it was like preferring me as a rapper, you know what I mean? Because I was emceeing a lot of tracks, I was producing a lot of beats and stuff like that. And you know what I mean? Me and my cousin Jay Cargo, you can go check him out on site. He was doing this thing too, so we was doing it like that. And they was like, yo, man, you should stick to rapping. I'm like, man, I want to sing, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Light skinned nigga. You know what I mean? Try and grab me a nice bitty, you know?
What is the situation with the bitty? Like, why do y'all call us bitties? What's up with that?
No, everybody's not a bitty. You know what I mean?
When I think bitty, I think of an old woman.
Nah.
Like,
that's
you know,
nana. That's nana.
Grandma's a bitty.
Yeah, that's not a bitty. Grandma's
okay.
Not a bitty. A bitty's a bad bitch. You know what I mean? A bad shorty.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
A fucking bitty then.
Yeah, you know I mean, big ass to the lady, you know what I mean? Big ass to the lady, big ass to you, Fire. You know what I mean? We go through a bit. You know what I mean? You're a nice bitty too. I was checking out.
You know what?
I'm like, she need a foot massage or something.
Everybody want to give me foot massages. I like that. All right, so you from Jersey? You are a music
yeah.
singer, and plus you rap, sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I do a little.
Kinda,
I'm doing a little bit.
Dabble.
I play the keys. You know what I mean? It all started when I was playing the keys. You know. I started playing the keys at an early age. Like I said, I was like 9, 10. You know, I started playing by ear. Then I went to school when I was in high school and all that stuff. And, you know, studied the craft, learned how to read and write music. You know what I mean? And that helps me as far as, like, engineering other cats and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's like I got a good sound for music, people say. you know, but I know, but I don't try to be cocky and that, you know.
So, what else do you have going on besides, like, you got any mixtapes, albums?
Well, about mixtapes, I got so much music, I can just hand everybody, every Aired Out and, like, everybody in the industry a song. It's that serious. Like, I'm not being cocky. I'm not being funny.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? Because I got mad love for everybody, especially the Aired Outers. You know what I mean? But I got so much music, I can just pass out songs. I got, like, enough right now. I can put out, like, 13 albums right now. I'm not sitting on it, but, you know, it got to be right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I went through a stage, whatever, my mom had got, you know, into a situation. And then she got shot in a crossfire or whatever.
Wow.
Right before I left the Cali and everything. And everything since then has been a grind, you know, my kids and everything, you know, family. But I just been, you know what I mean, moving and moving. And every time I move, every different situation is another song or another catalog of songs. You feel me?
Right.
And I ain't singing.
Have you worked with anybody that, like, that's major yet? Like, have you, you know, did a whole
thing? I mean, like, to me, like, I'm a real dude, you feel me? So, like, everybody I work with, like, is somebody to me, you know what I mean?
Right.
For me to want to work with you, you somebody to me. Whether you signed, unsigned, no one's ever heard of you. If I think you hot to me, you know what
right.
I mean? And I'm going to make sure that whatever we do together, people going to realize that you hot, you feel me?
That's
I big up everybody. For right now, though, I ain't work with, like, no, like, Weezy and all them cats. You know, we going to get there one day. Collabs. I'm trying to get up. I'm trying to get Fire on the track. You know. You heard that, right? You heard that, right?
You know what? You know, I got jokes. You got jokes.
So, Jersey in the building. Big up
Jersey.
Jersey
deep
man.
Up on here.
That's how we do
trying.
It.
I like
we
it.
We in here.
Like
we
that.
In here. Hey, Monday. Pick up
I
some
like
Fire.
That.
We airing it out. Let's get it.
So have you opened up for anybody?
Yo, back in 06, I opened up for Big Daddy Kane.
Really?
Out here in Trenton, I opened up for it was a reggae group. What was it? Bounty Hunters, Bounty Killers. I forgot their name. No disrespect, but yeah, me and my man Black Zeus, he got the label. That's why they feeling us. DYTFU. We did it big right there. Daddy Kane, the jump was crazy. As soon as we performed and Daddy Kane rocked, the jump was like pretty much over because cats started fighting. I'm like,
wow.
Yo, Big Daddy Kane did his thing, though. He came out there and dressed it up something sweet.
I
mad OGs, like, threw it back. I'm like, dang, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm younger, you know what I mean? I'm grown, but, you know, I'm young, you know what I'm saying?
So as far as, like, who would you, you know, compare yourself to? A lot of people don't like comparing themselves, so let me rephrase that. Who, what kind of artist do you think you are as far as, you know, singing-wise?
As far as singing wise, I mean, like, the swag I bring is original.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of people be like, yo, you sound, you know what, I hate this one, but, like, I'm good with the dude. The dude's hot, you know what I mean? Like Jennings. I'm like, yeah. They like, yo, you sound like life. I'm like, yo, you, you know what I mean?
But that's
yo, what is that? I did that on one of my tracks before. Hey, yo, you. You know? I'm like, yeah. Like Jennings. Sometimes they be like, you sound like Usher. I'm like, that's crazy. And then be like, yo, that's your specific sound right there. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I like to keep it like that to the point where they know that everything I'm saying is real. I'm not candy cold nothing. I'm not telling you something that's fake. You know what I mean? I'm telling you real music, real situations, something that you can relate to. You can even play with your kids because I don't do a lot of profanity and stuff like that. I ain't knocking cats that do, but me, you know, I was brought up a little different, you know,
right.
Church bound, keep it G. I was a church boy for a
right.
minute, you know what I mean? But the streets, you know what I mean? Streets raised me, too. I ain't going to get it wrong.
What does your people think about, you know, you doing this music if you was brought up from the church?
Oh, my family's with it. They just, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm doing something crazy, like if I got a video, like the video I got the video on YouTube, Riz featuring Irv, Time to Play. Like, he's like, why you gotta cuss so much? You know what I mean? And then, like, when I post up some of my songs, I be having, like, a few models or a few friends or whatever that they be modeling, throwing me pictures. And if it's, like, one of them type songs, I'm going to see a bad bitty, I'm going to throw a picture up there so cats be like, oh, let me check this out. She that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it helps market the song, too, as well. when they be like, yo, my aunt hit me up the other day, was like, Irv, you know, that's crazy. You know, your family ain't having that. But I'm like, hey, auntie, it's about the, you know what I mean, the marketing. It's about sales and everything. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to promote music, good music at that, real music. So if that's what it takes to get your attention, by the time you get done with the song, you're going to be like, yo, Word Is Born, that's what's up. He really drew me in and kept my attention and succeeded. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Okay. So as far as, you know, the takeover, like, how many's up in there? How many squad?
Oh, we got six. No. We got my boy. We got BR in there. BR, like, he's behind the scenes. He be taking care of all the business. Big ups to BR. Big ups to the family right there. We got BR. We got J Cargo. That's my family, too. The J Scott. He switched his name up, different things, producers, artists, you know what I mean? Actors and stuff, you know what I mean? But we got Ice. We got my man Chase the Great. Red Rum, my cousin War out in Northdale and everything. And we're doing it up. And you know me, yours truly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? I basically live in the studio. You know what I mean? As far as that topic is, if I watched that, I was trying to, but I was pretty much mixing and checking out songs and stuff, making sure everything was good.
Right.
You know,
so if you had to do a song with somebody, who would that be?
You know, it's crazy. Like, I would like to do it. that's a tough question. I would do a track with MJ, but we have to take time back real quick because, like, I want to do, like, I love doing them legendary tracks. You know, say if, like, God forbid a situation was to happen right now and a lot of people was gone and, like, it was only CDs left. If you put my CD in, I want it to ring bells to you, like, on some Marvin Gaye type job. You feel me? I want to bring that good music back. You feel me? Don't mind it, like,
the love baby.
I can do all that. I can get gutter, get hood, smack your mama. I don't care. I do it all, but
damn.
You know,
smack your mama.
Yeah, but yeah, you know what I mean. I do it all, but right now, I'm real big on the chick Nicki. You know what I mean? The chick Nicki Minaj. I like her swag on the tracks, like. You know what I mean? All that stuff she be doing or whatever, like, that's her. You know what I mean? Everybody be judgmental about Nicki this, Nicki that. I mean, every artist is entitled to their own opinion, their own option to do what they feel.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't knock nobody. You know what I mean? If you that successful, if you getting where you got to go, do what you got to do. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? I mean, look, you ain't got to kiss, sleep around, do all that. Every stuff if you got to do that. You know, I ain't on that. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I mean? I would like to do a track with her, Weezy. He's a phenomenal artist. Hove is hot. Who else? A few other, you know what I mean? Me, as an artist, as an R&B dude, like, I can't see myself rocking on the track with other R&B niggas, but...
Why?
I don't know, because, like, you know, I don't want to upshine the competition to go and then the vibe won't be there. You know what I mean? But
you can't
say
that.
Y'all might
work it out.
Nah, well, I don't got a problem with it. But, like, you know what I mean? I've tried
like,
it before.
I'm the star, bitch.
Yeah. Give me that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, nah, I can hold my own, definitely. But, nah, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't. But there might be complications because, like, I'm not picky. I'm not hard to work with. Nothing. Like, I love having fun in the booth. Like, that's my life. That's my home. Wherever studio you want to go to, let's go. Hey, man, I got a microphone with a styrofoam cup on it. Hey, man, let's record. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, I will work with anybody pretty much. You know what I mean? But other artists out here, like other R&B artists, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Out here, out my way, they doing their thing, too. Big ups to everybody in the 609, you know what I mean?
Right.
Big ups to everybody out Philly, New York, everywhere, man. I'm glad that Irene is going. You know what happened, though?
Uh-oh. What happened?
Oh, man. I was telling her, right? I was chilling with Irene before all that. She was like, yeah, we can't see each other no more. I was like, I know. You know what I mean? Then she said she was pregnant. So then she started, you know, going crazy on everybody, you know?
But
I'm just calling up to apologize for Irene's behalf, you know? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Peace, and I hope everybody's safe and everything. I'm playing around, but, like, for real, I'd be worried about people's safety and stuff like that. I'm a very caring person, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad everybody cool, too.
Yeah, I even hit you up.
Yeah,
I'm
wore
like, out. Fire, where you at? You all right?
Man,
yo,
I was knocked out. Fuck Irene.
Yeah,
I was knocked out.
They would just want to try to vacate the city and the Ville, chilling in the Ville, sitting back watching On Demand type job. You know what I mean? Eating popcorn.
I was knocked the fuck out. Like,
I know that's right.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, you going to make me, you know, kick a little something for us.
You want me to kick some?
Yeah, why not?
All right, check it. Oh, yo, big up. See you on the show Friday. I'm glad we rescheduled that because I had big expectations on that, and I know it's going to be fire.
Yeah, it's
hey, ain't that crazy?
Together.
I know it's going to be fire, fire. Ah, get it.
You know what?
Second, check this. He say, she say. It's one of my songs. This is one of my biggest requests out here, out this way. So hopefully it bigs up more. Just give you a little bit. Baby, I can read your mind and tell you what you're waiting for. It's me. You ain't gotta search no more. You see, I can give you so much more than he ever gave you from the door. I'm the foundation that I know that you've been longing for, baby. I heard you got a lock on your door. I got the key and notice that it's something you lack security. Baby, trust in me without the easy. She say, y'all talk, we play, they go, I stay. He's mad that we lay together, whatever, under the covers. Baby, keep a secret, you're my undercover lover without the he say. She say, y'all talk, we play, they go, I stay. He's mad that we lay together, whatever, under the covers. Baby, keep a secret, you're my undercover lover, oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 baby, keep a secret, you're my undercover lover. Oh, oh.
Okay, look, he even put the motherfucking hook in there and everything.
Yeah,
you know what?
I like to do it right. You got to do it right. Why do it if you ain't going to do it?
He put the motherfucking hook in there and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. So, it was a mess. Where can they reach you at?
Oh, definitely. Go on the website, thetakeoverinc.com. You know what I mean? You can contact me, my fellow artists, my fellow label mates, the management. Leave comments, post anything you want, like comments about songs. You can go on there and listen to Mad Eye Music. Like, every Saturday we post new music from every artist. You know what I mean? That's how much we in the booth. You know what I mean? And, like,
so
you know what I mean?
Anybody can be on y'all website or, like...
Yeah, anybody can go. You can just type it in. You can go to... Turn your internet on. Go thetakeoverinc.com, and it's right there. It's going to be right there. It's no other The Takeover Inc. You know what I mean?
All right. And, they got to. They just got to send it to who?
You can just, what you mean, send it to? You can just
go
right on.
Or it just automatically lets you do it?
Yeah, just
oh,
type
okay,
it in.
Cool.
You know what I mean? It's just a basic website. You know what I mean? And everything that comes on there goes to every artist. You know what I mean? We see the comments, the posts. You know what I mean? We hit you back. We, you know what I mean? Throw mad support. And under every artist and everything like that, they got their videos, their songs. So you can see, like, what is born? My team is serious. Like, it's a team of teams. You feel me? The team
right.
of all teams. I was throwing it out there on Twitter, Facebook. Like, they're serious. Like, we're doing a lot of things. Like, the Coast to Coast junk coming up, the showcase coming up over there. We're doing, we got the show with you this Friday. Man, it's crazy. You know what I mean? The Batcave, and, you know what I mean? Y'all been showing mad love. You know what I mean? Air it out, everything, man. We're trying to air it out, for real. Like, air it out.
You know what? Like,
no air. Breathe. we get it big. If you want
to
get in contact with me, yeah, you know what I mean? That's how we doing it. And we're going to be on here every Monday. So
what's up.
Every air it outer. I'm bringing the whole 609, like 8,000 people with me. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I wish.
You said 8,000. Okay.
See,
you know what?
The line would be crazy, right?
Yes.
But I'm going to do what I can. You know what I mean? We're going to throw
my ass. I don't want that because I would lose.
Oh, nah. We're going to. Uh-huh. Trust me, I got you. You see the numbers. We're going
to
get right. Jersey
yeah.
in the building. You know what
Jersey.
I mean? You know what I mean? That's why I love Jersey because everybody, you know what I mean? It's to the point now where everybody's starting to stand behind each other, support each other in every movement. So we're going to get right. You know what I mean?
That's
and big ups to you. Fire because without you, you know, get emotional with shit. Anybody fuck the fire?
He's
I promise
you. You know what?
Nah, I just love life, man.
What song we getting into tonight?
Check this one out right here. This song right here.
We ain't got it.
we
might
do.
Not. Go ahead.
Nah, we do. We got it. We got it because I got it. It's the catalog. You know what? You was talking about some catalog. I could take some of them songs out of there, too.
Well,
but,
We'll talk a bit. You ain't got that many damn songs in here. You talking about,
I asked you to take some out. You took some out?
Did I? Nope. Probably didn't.
It's a few, but I just sent a new list up there. But we're going to get into the jump. Riz featuring Irv, Time to Play. We got the video posted up on the Air It Out.
I
seen that. I'm like, oh, fire.
I
want to
post it more, but I don't know what's going on with my Facebook. Like, I couldn't really post like I wanted to.
Nah,
so.
It was all good. That was on there. That was love right there. Cats hit me up like, word, huh?
Yeah.
Word. I ain't seen that in a minute.
And everything, so.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yo, big out to Same DNA, too. My boy Riz and everything from out here, AC. He killed the junk. The junk called Time to Play. Riz featuring Irv. It's a crazy song. Crazy video. The video on YouTube, just as it is, R-I-Z featuring F-T-I-R-V, Time to Play. Check it out. It's crazy. We got mad crazy more songs, and we're going to keep it buzzing. We're going to keep them coming. Come out Friday, all the ad outers. I'm going to be out there. We're going to network. We're going to get it popping. Let's get it.
There it is.
Yeah,
air it out, baby.
Let's get it.
Tell me where you came from, show me. talking about? Get out.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy BC. You now listening to Air It Out Radio. Holla at your boy. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Shout out to Jersey. What's good? Y'all on here deep. If y'all want to talk, make sure y'all press 1, all right? And if y'all texting and tweeting and all that stuff, sometimes you will drop. So be careful, you know, with all that, okay? Hit up EQ for Change the Beat, 267-265-1910. He'll tell y'all a little bit more about that. He's still shooting, and he's still looking for some people to, you know, do some cameos. And, you know, he'll explain more in the details about that, I'm sure. Y'all can also come on Friday, September the 2nd, to the promo event, 5 minutes to perform. Make sure y'all get there early. Don't try to be fashionably late. All right, shout out to Rodriguez. She'll be there. Moon from 106 and Park Freestyle. It's going to be some other people there as well. I'm just waiting on confirmation. I'll know by tomorrow, so whether or not other people will be there. Shout out to Ms. P from UE and Coco from Exposure Nation and Pinky. Shout out to her. Y'all going to meet her for the first time. I'm going to let her interview for Air It Out Radio because I'm going to be chilling. I'm going to be, you know, mingling and networking and talking to everybody, meeting y'all for the first time. So I don't really want to work. All right. So anyway, shout out to all the Air It Outers that will be attending. Please bring your own music. Please bring clean shit, okay? Clean, because you're going to be outside. Kids going to be walking by, all that stuff. I mean, giving away some gift certificates or whatever, gift cards or whatever for Stinker Villa as well. All right, so you never know. You might get a $30, you know, something for your kid, you know, buy a hat, whatever the case is. I don't know. Whatever the fuck you're going to buy with it anyway. So, like I said, hopefully I'll see all y'all, the people I didn't meet. If you wasn't at the meet and greet, hopefully you can make it to this one as well. I mean, it's going to be crazy. Die, I hope you're going to be there because I'm looking forward to your performance. Shout out to Eberners, Cashmere. I think he's coming as well. And meet some more R&B people. Y'all going to meet Jay Love. She's going to be performing. So, you know, y'all come out and show y'all love. Irv going to be there. You know, he sings R&B Network. All right? Bad Cave Radio 2.0, WKDU 91.7. I'm there Wednesdays 10 to 12. And shout out to Ricky and my DJ, DJ Wait a Minute. So y'all want to send some stuff over, get at me as far as that goes, too. Do not send the stuff to the It's Air It Out Radio because I'm just going to send you a nice little, you know, email right back and say send it to Bad Cave. So I'm not doing that, all right? Y'all got to follow protocol like everybody else, all right? It's only fair. So, anyway, go ahead, the line's up. 1910, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
What up, what up? It's your boy EQ, Cartel 215 and all that. This show is like the one longest, craziest show.
It is long, isn't it? I know.
Yeah.
Look, it's crazy because if I cut the topic off, they'd be like, what the fuck happened to the topic, fire? No, you can do it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, screw either way. If I let them ramble, then, you know, I'll get yelled at. So I'm screw either way.
I like to testify and say today, if you call in 947, because it come on 945, you come on 947, you ain't getting on to 1230. I just like to testify that right now.
But you know what? I'm gonna keep it real with you. Y'all can't even count that first 15 minutes because I ain't got nothing to do with that. So when y'all say y'all be on here for like an hour, 5 hours on here, like an hour, that first 15 minutes don't even count because y'all wasn't even supposed to be on until 10. Y'all be on before me. I be like, damn.
That's right, because that's the only way you're going to get a spot. Got to get on there. Yo, shout out to everybody, man. Machete, E. Burners, you know what I'm saying? Cancer, you. Oh, my God. Who else am I missing? Am I missing? I'm missing a lot of people, ain't I? I know there's a whole bunch of people in there. Who am I missing? I can't remember anybody. Who am I missing?
You worse than me.
Yo, I got 100 things. People don't understand. I got 101 things going on. who am I missing? I know I'm missing 1,000 people. Well, I tell you who the stars are. I got Dakota Black. I got my man Mr. Wee. I got Trinity. I got like I said, I got Machete. I got Burners. Black Cancer. Well, me and Black Cancer we shooting next week. I got Chick Raw. Got my man Rome. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. Actually, he behind the scenes too. He learning how to do this film thing. I'm teaching him a lot about angles and stuff like that. Let's see. Well, I got.
Taking over your job.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta learn how to pass the torch down. You know.
Exactly.
I think, you know, when you get older and you get wiser, you gotta understand. Like, you gotta learn how to. I think that's what's wrong with hip hop. Like, some of the older cats don't know how to pass the knowledge down to the younger cats, and some of the younger cats don't want to listen. So, you know, but when you got somebody that want to listen, want to learn, and you can pass the torch down, it's a fun thing because you get to see your skills at work. So, who else? The movie is filled, man. I mean, I just hooked up with this.
So, did you narrow it down to like what part you need for what, so that people can, you know, get at you for it?
Look, tomorrow. Right now, we got we're shooting this club scene. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Mill Creek, 4200 Chester Avenue. If you're trying to get a cameo, if I didn't get you in a major part, I'm definitely giving out cameos tomorrow, making sure that everybody gets some exposure in the movie. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a move that Cosmic Kev should have been did a long time ago, and he could have did it, and I'm just going to put that out there like that.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people in the city, not just Cosmic, you're talking about Charlie Mack, you're talking about a lot of people that could just give people exposure on different levels, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to do with these movies, just basically give you guys exposure on different levels besides what you're already doing. So tomorrow, 6 o'clock, you got to be there sharp, though, so I can try to add you in. If you need some exposure at the club scene, I'm definitely giving out exposure at the club scene. We also shooting a playground scene Saturday. You just have to follow me on Facebook and on Facebook and Twitter if you want to get the information about the playground scene on Saturday. But tomorrow, definitely 4200 Chester Avenue, Mill Creek Tavern. Definitely be there for that club scene.
It's from 6 to what, you said?
It's 6 to 10 because it's shout out to Honest Fire. She having her diamond spotlight, so she was willing to share the space with us to help us film the movie and also help promote her situation. So it's like a barter trade, but it's a beautiful barter trade because, you know, space is limited, you know, when you're trying to get these scenes for a movie because people neglect to give them up. So shout out to her for doing her thing and definitely giving us the opportunity to use the space, combine the space with her. So definitely come out to the club scene tomorrow. If you need some exposure and you want to get in a different light, you want to get in this movie, man, it's definitely going to be one of the hottest talked about movies in the city. The year before, we did the movie Concealed Habitat. Matter of fact, if you haven't seen it, you can go on illadelstyles.com right now. I got it up for 1 week, Concealed Habitat. You can check out the last year movie that was nominated.
The whole thing? Because I saw the trailer.
The whole thing is online. It's been online for a week now. People's watching it through the storm, like, yo, hit me up. Yo, Q, that movie was hot, yo.
Okay.
I'm tripping, you know what I'm saying? It was a good look. So I got it up for one more week. It's going to be Friday will be the last day. It is going to be up because I'm still selling it state to state, and it's still in stores and shit. So it's up for free right now. You know what I mean? You can go check it out, the whole movie. You know, thanks to YouTube, you got to break everything down. You just can't put the whole sequence up there. They don't let you do that. But, you know, it's like five parts to it. So, you know, but you can definitely click on it and watch the whole movie. I got them all lined up for you on illadelstyles.com. You know what I'm saying? So check that out. We'll be doing another trailer. Once I get some more parts for the movie, I'll be definitely doing a trailer. I put up two teasers right now, but I'm definitely going to do a trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, they just teasers. They ain't even telling you the dialogue of the movie. It's just letting you know who's in the movie doing anything. Shout out to Cashmere. I couldn't get his name out. I just remember that.
My name wasn't in there either, but, you know.
Oh, come on. Cut it out. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
You know,
when I saw other people's name not in there, I was like, all right, then. You know, man,
well, you know what? I ain't got no, tell you the truth, I don't have no footage of y'all yet, so I can't put y'all in the trailer if you ain't got no footage of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So. But don't worry, that's you know, look, we got another month to shoot this joint. Trust me, the trailers are going to be tight. I'm just introducing people to the movie. And the trailer's going to be tight. But trust me, the main trailer that everybody's going to see, you'll be up in there. Don't worry about it. You good. You good, baby. You know how we do. But I'm definitely coming out Friday to that showcase.
Are you performing?
EQ might perform one song. Is that possible? Can EQ perform one song?
Yeah. You don't have to perform the whole 5 minutes, y'all, if y'all don't want
to. I'll do one song and get out the way because it's really for y'all. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a spotlight hog. I just like to do my thing, you know. I love for y'all to come out to the movie for me, but you know me rapping
you know
all that. You know what I'm saying? I want to just do one song and y'all bob y'all head to it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do y'all
thing. Everybody's
feeling
the
love.
Oldest thing. I must say, I even like it too. I was like, okay.
I went ham on that. I did go ham on that. I did. A lot of people was telling me like, yo, Q, I ain't never hear you do that. I went ham. Yeah, you know, I had a rough week. The storm. The hurricane, I got a leak in the roof, my tent got messed up on the window. I had a bad week, and then when I heard the beat, I said, you know what, they ain't killing it like I would kill it, and I just killed it, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't hear it yet, you can go online and check that out too. EQ Philly did the little oldest joint, you know what I'm saying? It was all good. But I want to say something about that VMA. I'm going to say one thing, and we out of there. I ain't going to keep talking about that because what? Every year, when the VMAs come on, if you really notice and you pay attention, it really not high. It's not really for hip hop. It's for pop. It's not for hip hop. It's for pop. So you gotta recognize that and realize that right from the gate, that it's really not for hip hop, and it's a lot of money behind that, and people that should be getting picked or should be on the list ain't gonna be on the list because it's a lot of politics behind that. You know what I'm saying? And if my man got on there earlier, I think Buck said it was about the Black and Yellow song. Mm-hmm. That was hot last year. It was a big song. It was a big track. But so was Racks on Racks. That was a big track in the clubs. And so was Grove Street. That was a big track. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people ain't going to see all that. A lot of people ain't going to see. It's a lot of politics in the game. I'm just going to say that. And y'all learn as y'all go on, man. I mean, I've been behind the scenes. I done seen some shit, done been places, and done heard some shit. And I just know it's a lot of politics in the game. So y'all keep watching. And I know it's a lot of Jay-Z fans, you know what I'm saying? And I love some of Jay-Z stuff, but he ain't there no more innovatively. No, I don't think so. You know what I mean? It's not there innovatively. At one point in Jay's career, he was innovative enough to where he set trends. Now he's just following. He's just trying to get his swag back, more so to speak. You know what I'm saying? He's not really being innovative about it.
Well, maybe he probably just, you know, he got to be around amongst other people. You know how that is. Like, you be around people to get inspired. So maybe that's probably what he's doing.
Yeah, the hunger is gone. It's just more about the, you know what I mean, show life of the money. You know what I'm saying? Now he's about to have a little kid, so, you know, all that other stuff is going to be out the door. You know what I'm saying? She'll be passing the torch. But, you know, it's politics. Everything's politics, man. Y'all got to learn the game a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? It's really politics. It's crazy. So that's why we're doing these movie things. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do something else. You know what I mean? Trying to do a little bigger. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I love y'all, man. Definitely the movie, hopefully be finished middle of September. Looking for October. Do a pre-party and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it will be nice. And I mean, I try to do that every time we shoot a movie. We try to have it like in October, mid-October, right before the holidays, before everybody starts spending their money on something else. So, yeah, it's marketing. Y'all got to understand this marketing game. It's marketing, you know what I mean? You got to give people money before they start spending in the stores.
Now, are you still doing your blog, or you chill for a minute?
Yeah, on Wednesday nights, just because of the movie, I've been lunching a little bit, but I definitely going to get back onto it. Like, people used to come out on Wednesday nights. If you come to illadelphstyles.com, you can click onto my, what's that called? I won't say Vimeo, that's a Ustream. You can click on my Ustream, and I give a lot of information about the business, the music business, you know what I mean, from how to handle your paperwork, how to market your material in today's market compared to yesterday's market. We talk about a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I basically give you the lowdown and the drops on everything, you know what I mean? So We do it every Wednesday, but a couple of Wednesdays because we had the video, the movie shoot. I've been lackadaisious on it, but I'm back on it this week, starting this week. I'm definitely gonna be on Wednesday, 8 o'clock, man. I try to get on before anybody else's blogs go on. So 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. Hey, business. 8 to 9, come to my show. You stream, you know what I'm saying? It's called the EQ Experience. You know what I mean? Come learn something. You know what I mean? Come chat with me. You know what I mean? All that, man. Show some love. And I definitely will drop some drools on you so you won't be in this industry butt naked. You know what I mean? So, other than that,
nah, you need to have a seminar, like, you know, and have a whole bunch of people come through and talk about all that stuff, too. Gotta hook it up.
Well, I'm thinking about that, and I'm just trying to say, like, last time I tried to organize something like that, you know, the bills was kind of high. I think it was going to cost me more than I would have made back because a lot of people don't do seminars like they used to. I remember 100.3 The Beat used to do a lot of seminars, and the money that they put out, obviously they didn't nearly as much get back because people now just feel as though they can just get the information offline. So I'm just trying to think of an inexpensive way to get the information out for today, because today's market is so different with the 360 deals and different things like that. A lot of people need to be aware of what they really could take advantage of online, as well as still doing that pavement underground research for this music. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand that, but you got to really still pave the pavement. Even though CDs might not seem relevant because you can get your mixtape off of that piff, it's still relevant to be in the street, whether you at the barbershops, whether you at the supermarkets, wherever it is people need to be paying attention to you at, you need to be there. But that's a whole other lesson that I teach on my blog talks. I mean, not blog talk, my Ustream. So make sure y'all tune in. You know what I'm saying? I give you more information on that. Now, enough said with that. I'm trying to keep it short, baby. I'm trying to keep it short.
Yeah. Y'all know EQ ain't keeping nothing short.
But you know what? It's informal. You can't say it ain't informal. I don't care what nobody say. You can't say it ain't informal. But,
all right, well, give them your info. Where they can reach you?
IllaDelStyles.com, www.IllaDelStyles.com. Come there. You can reach me Twitter, Facebook, Ustream, YouTube, Rock for Life, This City. You can get all that at IllaDelStyles.com. You know what I'm saying? Also, hit my email if you're trying to be in the movie, because we still got a lot of scenes, a lot of shots, and I'll still be needing, like, extra people. You know, just to say what's up to the main character, like they know him and stuff like that. But that would give you exposure. Just a little spot. What?
Come on.
All right. JQuick at IllaDelStyles.com. Fire, me and you. Me and you, girl. JQuick at IllaDelStyles.com. You know what I'm saying? Yo, shout out to everybody, man, that's participating so far in the movie. I love y'all straight up. You know what I'm saying? All the air it out is. Love you, Fire, for always representing Philly, always representing the underdog, you know what I'm saying, making us look good when we just trying to do our best, you know what I'm saying? So God bless you. We love you, you know what I'm saying? Now, song, I'm going to ask you one question. Now, every time I ask you to play this song, I end up getting another song.
We never corrected it. We never. I told you to call me after the fact so we could do it. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Oh, man.
No, no.
I sent you a new song, didn't I?
No.
Oh.
Don't try to get me in trouble. Don't try to get me in trouble, dog.
I did send you a new song.
No, no. You know what I got from you? Emails about this movie. That's what I got.
Did I send you Kick It Up or Not?
No. No.
I did send with the video and all of it?
Buddy. It's a buddy. You ain't saying that. Mm-mm. You is not getting me for that one.
I should have sent you Otis. That was a quick song.
You ain't even saying that one. Nope. I can't take the blame for this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Air it out. Don't believe him.
He's not.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I noticed something. Every time you tell people to come out Friday, you never tell them where to come at.
They know it's 10th and Market, Sneaker Villa.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody.
I just hear you keep saying Friday show.
Yeah,
show.
Well, I mean, mostly everybody knows it's Sneaker Villa, and we said earlier,
I'll make sure I will
plug that in. Thank you for reminding me.
That's right.
There you
Sneaker
go.
Villa, let them know. It's all about you, baby. It's all about you.
Exactly. It's all about air it out. There you go.
Yes, right. Exactly. All right. So can we pick a song for me? Because I really don't know. I don't know. I don't know what
you
got.
You know what? I'm going to punch you.
I'm tight.
I don't know. Look, don't make haters in my hiding.
No, it's easy.
I'm grinding.
Right now.
Come on.
Grinding. All right, go ahead. We do that. Go ahead. Put it on. I'm good.
Go ahead and introduce it. Let's
go. It's your boy EQ. Huh? Oh, it's your boy EQ. Cartel 215 on that hot show. You know what I'm saying? With that chick fire. You know what I mean? Air it out radio. We representing. I'm grinding. It's your boy EQ.
Yeah, it's your boy AQ. Even though I'm from up north, just for the damn south boys going through the struggle, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hey. Grinding, I'm grinding. Soul is holy shining. Don't care about profession. I repeat the beat and set. That's a grinding, I'm grinding. Soul is holy shining. Don't care about profession. I repeat the beat and set. I be grinding every day. All you haters. Hell, you gotta say, since I'm hungry, gotta eat. People starving on these streets, murder rate is staying high. And the dudes love to fly. I'm a natural bone killer by the way they make the rules. If you think I ain't packing this, nigga, you a fool. Lost my mother, lost my brother, got a cousin in the pit. Giving love to my uncle Daryl till we meet again. Kinda hard in this life, just to please the real wife. Raise a son from the gutter when you got no bread and butter. Wanna see you down. Try to please them with this music, but they won't pay your pound. I'ma promise you for sure that my music staying pure. Get my eyes on the prize when I walk through the door. When I walk through the door, some people show me love. Some people like to stare, I only fear the one above. Cause I'm grinding, I'm grinding. Soul is always shining. Don't care about the rest.
You're listening to. You can check us out on MicahSintahan.com, MySpace, Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at FLIP_AYE.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And if you're on the net, hit me up 347-677-1163. Shout out to all the Air It Outers that's tuning in, all the people that's been on the line so far, Machete King. Havoc. Make sure y'all check everybody out on my Twitter, all right? Because if you miss somebody, they're there, all right? Sometimes I get a chance to post them, sometimes I do not. Like, I be crazy busy after the show sometimes. So, you know, just make sure y'all post y'all stuff on Twitter or my Facebook, you know what I mean? But best bet, everybody follows on Twitter, so that's your best bet to hit me up over there. Also, too, like you reminded me, make sure y'all have y'all ass there Friday, September 2nd at Sneaker Villa, 10th and Market, okay? We're going to have some chicken, some burgers. I'm lying about the burgers. I'm lying. I'm so lying. Anyway, we're going to have some chicken, some mac,
some drinks. I was trying to get my sponsor out for this event, but I'm going to hold on and wait and have that at another event some other time. Shout out to Muffin. I'm going to be doing some shit with her pretty soon. That I can't wait for that, and that's going to be really major with her. I'm going to be doing that, and we're going to hit a couple schools up, do a little tour, and hopefully maybe y'all air it out and can, you know, come with me and show some support and maybe perform or something like that. We'll work it out. I'm going to iron out the details on that, but, like, it's pretty much a, you know, stay in school type of shit, so with a positive message, and get some people come out and perform and talk to the kids or whatever the case is. But anyway, that's a whole other subject. We'll get into that a little later. Shout out to the Prey, all my air it out, and shout out to my co-host, Ricky Knight, DJ Wait a Minute on Batcave 2.0. Shout out to P-Funk for giving us the opportunity. Y'all hit me up Wednesday. I'm going to shoot my foot in the foot. 10 to 12. I'll be so glad when school fucking start. Oh, my God, September 7th. Come on. Woo! Anyway, you hear her, y'all? Look, a mess. Can't control her. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up. I'm going to get her to co-host with me one day so y'all can see how goofy she is with me. So anyway, 24-12, and our radio, what's good?
Hey, what's up, Sai? You know who this is. Pinky the Foul Mouth Bandit. What's good?
How are you, Pinky?
I'm good. You know, trying to do it big. You know, I'm definitely going to be there at the promo on September 2nd at Sneaker Villa, you know, helping you out.
Yes, need that.
Definitely going to be helping you out. Definitely showing support to all my upcoming artists. I have a couple people coming out to the show, airing out radio, some love. You know, I'm really excited. And, I definitely thank you for the opportunity to let me come through and interview for you guys.
Yes, you know what? I'm excited for you to come because I really, you know, I know we talked a couple times and I really want to get you out there, you know, and help push your career and help you with some other things and get you noticed, you know what I mean? So it's all about showing love, you know, that's what we do here on Air It Out. So at the end of the day, it's all good. You know what? Don't mind that little girl in the background. But anyway, so what's going on with you?
Nothing much. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Private Stock Family. You know, number one producer, Pop Wanzel, definitely will be there on September 2nd showing us love. But I was calling to talk about these VMAs. I just had one thing to say about that.
Uh-oh.
I just got one thing to say about it. I mean, it's the foul mouth. I'm going to keep it Dougie, though, you know. Stop with the fucking gimmicks. Just stop with the gimmicks. Everybody can't be Lady Gaga. It was like four Lady Gagas in the VMAs. How many Lady Gagas can there be? We got Katy Perry. We got Nicki Minaj up there. Like, come on. Everybody can't, like,
what the fuck
everywhere
was
is the new black.
Katy Perry. What was that, cheese?
Like, I'm over it.
I love Katy Perry.
Like,
I was like, what the fuck?
Like, is Weird the new pink? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And the VMAs, it bombed. It completely bombed. They only were trying to reach one type of audience. And, you know, with things like that, you need to expand your horizon. You need to try to reach more people. And you were advertising to reach more people. I mean, I've seen advertisement all over. It wasn't just for the pop culture. You were reaching out to us hip-hop cultures, too. And we weren't satisfied at all.
Yeah, it's like, if you said it is more so for, like, hip-hop, because you've seen Justin Bieber there and all, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of more, I guess they're trying to blend it more. I will give them that, because it is more hip-hop than I've ever seen, like, you know, now. But still, it is kind of more so on the pop and shit, so.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, MTV need to set the game up. You know, we're over the reality shows. Jersey Shore, you know, we're over it.
I love reality shows, though. But I know what y'all
over,
saying, you know, they do.
It's a music television show.
But they have, like, MTV, too, though, so I can't say too
much. Oh, yeah, 142 Comcast, get it popping.
Yeah, right? I know that's right. So do you have anything else going on besides, you know, the event on the 2nd that, you know, that you're going to be doing?
Well, I'm trying to get out there, trying to get my name out there. You know, a lot of people will see my face at a Dusso and promoting parties and doing what I do best, you know, just getting people to come out. For some reason, people just like me, and, you know, I'm going to use it to my advantage.
They like you.
Why
they like
definitely
you?
Definitely promoting parties, definitely trying to get my face out there, looking into doing a little bit of modeling.
Yeah.
A lot of acting and all of that good stuff, you know, trying to put my talents to good use.
Yeah, because you're definitely a nice-looking girl, so, you know, you can probably get into that. Yeah, I can see that. So.
Thank you. So I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to get out there. Shout out to Exposure Nation. You know, everybody that's, you know, trying to get their names out there. I try to show everybody support. And I think, you know, people are drawn to me because they tell, like, I don't care who you are. You tell me to support you, I'm going to support you. Like, you know, and people
right.
see that in me. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to use it to my advantage. I, you know, my goal is to become a television personality, sort of like on the la-la tip, you know. So that's what I'm working towards.
Okay, that's what's up, and you definitely get the exposure, you know. Make sure y'all support Pinky when she comes out. She's going to be doing my interviews for Air It Out. Yay, woo!
Yes,
so.
It's going down. It's going down. I'm going to let you, because the phone lines is crazy. I was on hold for an hour, but that just shows how many people love you, Faya. And thank you so much for the support. I'm going to let you get to your line. I'm going to keep listening.
All right, make sure you give them your info so they can reach you and they can find you and follow you and all that stuff.
Oh, definitely. Definitely follow me on Twitter at FoulMouthBandit, Pinky Foulmouth. You can find me on Facebook. I have 2 pages. Both of them are Pinky FoulMouthBandit. And, you know,
talk about me,
anytime.
Huh? You got 2 pages? I thought you just had 1.
No, I got 2 on Facebook, Pinky FoulMouthBandit, and then my Twitter at Pinky Foulmouth. So, you know, and please excuse my language. I mean, they call me the FoulMouthBandit for a reason, bitch. So, you know, they call me that for a reason. So, you know, it's definitely entertaining. My pages are entertaining, which is why I have to make multiple pages because there's so many people on there showing me love. So
that's how we got connected. So
Yep.
Yeah, we both have foul mouths and shit. So, you know, it's all good. But I definitely appreciate you coming through and can't wait to see you on Friday. Get it in.
Yes, hugs and kisses. Lots of them.
Definitely.
All right, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Air It Out Radio is that your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Make sure y'all come through so y'all can meet my girl, Pinky, and get an interview with her from Air It Out Radio. And also, you know, Coco, she'll be there, and Miss P, they'll both be doing some interviews, so... You know, we all trying to make it. So at the end of the day, we all females and trying to show them support and whatnot. And it's a good thing. Rodega going to be there showing me some love. Moon from 106 and Park. You know, I'm trying to get Blind Fury. We still working on that. Like, you know, we still working on that. It's a task. It's a task. But anyway, like I said, the topic tonight is, you know, what is your opinion about the VMAs? And, what do y'all think about that? Like, I think that is getting kind of dry with the VMAs. I think even some of, like, the BTs, I forgot who mentioned it earlier about the BT. I think it was Cancer. He said he was waiting for that. But I think Monique does the best job hosting the BET Awards. But that's my opinion. So, anyway, let me see. Where am I at here? Where am I at? Okay, 6643, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's good? It's E-Burners, baby.
Hold
what's
on,
the
Burners.
Dilly?
Yeah.
Same old shit, dog, just a different day. Same. same old man in the studio like always, you know, cooking up something.
Okay.
You know?
So, what's your opinion about the VMAs?
All music suck right now, so I don't...
Wow.
The VMAs is more catered to white America, so, and...
Why would
fucking,
you say all music sucks? What's the deal there?
Because it is. All music sucks at this point in time right now. The stuff that they put out, let me put it that way. Not all music, sorry. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, because you about to get...
Nah, just all, like, mainstream music is horrible right now. Like, it's, like, nobody is good to me. Like, it's just, ugh. Everybody has a gimmick or, like, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, in the outfits at that award show, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Pfft.
And Lil Wayne had on some fucking leopard jeggings. Like, that shit just not right. Like, it's Nicki Minaj looked like she got lost in a fucking colored crayon box or something. It's
she
just like,
in,
I don't
Alice in Wonderland and shit.
I don't know where she was lost at. She was in Never Never Land. I don't know where she was. Like, I can't even call it. Like, I was looking at it like, the biggest surprise of the night probably was Beyonce saying she was pregnant. All the rest of it was just like, blah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I'm still not a fan of Jay-Z and Kanye, so it's like, oh, well, what's new, what's different, same shit, same channel.
What you think about their performance, though, did you?
It was just, it was like, it was
plain.
It was what I expected, like, nothing major. Somebody hopping around in some tight-ass jeans and like, Jay-Z, like, a couple years ago said he was off Timberlands and all that, like, but he had them on, so I don't know, like,
trying to bring it back.
Yeah, I guess so. Try to get the streets back, I guess. Then everybody, oh, well, Lil Wayne coming at him. He came at Lil Wayne first, so it was just, it was what it was.
Mm-mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. But Lady Gaga, oh, my God, yo, like.
You can't take it?
That should make you not want to get in the game if they make you want to do shit like that. Like, it just make you like, what the hell am I doing this for? Like, what is the point of me doing music if the only shit that's going to sell, I got to be a whole man? She was like, I didn't even know that was her.
Really?
Like, that's the bad part. Like, when it first came on, like, I was just glancing at it, looking back and forth, like,
I didn't realize,
like, who the
fuck
is that? And then when she started playing the piano, I said, oh, shit, that's Lady Gaga?
Yeah, you kind
of
knew, like, for the middle of it.
Yeah, and I was like, why that look like her? But it's a whole, I thought it was like a gay girl or something. I didn't even know it was her at first. And then I was just like, okay.
Nah, you knew.
She didn't go all the way weird. She just went all the way man.
She was trying.
Yeah, she was.
So it was just
and
like
then who was the person up on stage cursing and all that? Who was that?
Tyler?
The boy who was just saying fuck you shit and all that in front of the kids, like, these people is just so disrespectful. Drugs is a hell of a drug. I ain't even going to hold you. Because half the people that was at that show was high as shit, and I ain't talking no liquor or nothing. They was high as shit.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
I'm not a fan of the VMAs, though, so, or the Grammys or none of that shit, so,
I figured, like, I would tune in and catch it and see what's popping with it, but, yeah, I wasn't really all that.
When I seen who was performing, it just turned me off, like, Lil Wayne, okay, whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, you know.
It is what it is. I'd rather be turned into Air It Out Radio, tuned into Air It Out Radio, because that shit is horrible. It's America, people. What do we expect? It's America. Hey. Expect unexpected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so what you got going on?
I will be performing Friday at the Air It Out thing.
He said thing. Look, he like, what is it again? I forgot. The promo.
I don't think
it's
not the showcase, promo, showcase.
Yeah.
It's the Air It Out affair. How about that?
Because
we're going to do a bunch of them, so y'all better get ready. Air It Out Affair. All my shit gonna be Air It Out Affairs. I'm pretty sure everybody else thinking the same way, so, you know what I mean? Only Air It Outers get invited to my shit, so, you know. It is what it is. I got, I don't even know. I'm not gonna confirm this yet because you didn't talk to me.
What?
So, about Wednesday.
Yeah. No, you're good.
All right, so Wednesday I'll be on Batcave 2.0 with my girl Fire and Ricky and DJ Wait a Minute, you know, live in the flesh, E-Burners. Then Friday after your show, I'm going to be on the University of Penn actual radio show getting interviewed there, too. So.
Oh, yeah? Who's
busy week. Somebody named Shamika. She my family, though, and I didn't even know she had a show. And she, like, my whole cousin, and I didn't even know she had a show. So, you know, I got you on there, too. I got you on that if y'all trying to get some music spun, because she been spending my music for, like, the past couple weeks. So,
What is it? What is it? Hip hop and R&B, or is it? What is it? Hip hop.
Hip hop. It's both hip hop and R&B. So whatever, mm-hmm. whatever y'all want, spun, shit, play it if I send it. So it don't matter.
Look at
no,
you.
I got y'all. I got all my air outers. I got all my air outers, man. Anybody need something from E-Burners, get at me. Shout out Buck Smooth, Machete King. Yeah, I'm a have not, nigga. Yes, we get it in. Yeah,
uh-huh.
You know, it is what it is. My man BC, he killed the Batcave 2.0. I tip my hat to Bull. He trash and shit. I'm a whole fan. The die when she get back, you know, it is what it is. Everybody else on Air It Out, man. Y'all need anything from me, hit me up, Twitter, Facebook. I got y'all beats, collabs, anything. I got y'all, no charge, nothing. Just get at me.
Aww.
While y'all can. You know what I mean? It's an Air It Out thing, man. It's strength in numbers, man. And everybody on here, like, when we all around each other, the ones that have been around each other, it's no beef, it's no egos, it's just talent, and it's people that's pushing each other to do better. Shout out to EQ for the movie. I appreciate it. Like, I appreciate the parts and everything. And I was trying to show my ass. I'm trying to get an Oscar in EQ movie and shit, so I'm showing my ass in this one. But y'all gonna like this movie. Like, he's doing a bunch of shit, man, and tip my hat to Bull, too, man. He looking out, man.
That's what's up.
You know? So y'all can find me on www.itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners. That'll take you to everything, almost everything. I still got to update it because I get on something new like every other day. So, but it'll take you to the main stuff, my album, my mixtapes, and so on and so on. Or you get at Fire. She posts everything on Twitter or something like that. And, I mean, just get at me, man. We here. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We don't see no competition. We getting rid of niggas. That's what I'm talking. We getting rid of niggas. How about that?
The whole thing is y'all going to really see how big Air It Out is on Friday.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, like, at the end of the day.
Y'all better hear me.
Yes.
Niggas lose their job fucking with us, man. Y'all don't get that shit yet, man?
You know?
Air It Out Radio, man. Fuck wrong with these people, man. They got us chopped, man. People lose their jobs fucking with us, man.
Yes.
So, look. The strength in numbers, everybody be on the same page, man. We get this shit popping for real. We don't even have to go nowhere for a label. We all start our own shit and just keep it moving.
Exactly.
So,
that's what y'all should do. Start your own shit.
Air It Out Radio. Why not?
Keep
Why
it
am
moving.
I eat all together? Yeah. We ain't got to just eat here, man. We go everywhere, man.
Right.
Fire got connects everywhere. She going to be the CEO.
Show
we
do.
Gonna,
Show
new. She gonna be the CEO.
And
she just had G rapping all them niggas on there, man. Rod Digger coming down. Like, what else you want?
Right. Mm-hmm. And if I had more time, it would be a lot more. Believe that. The showcase, I'm kind of like saving everything for that more. So I ain't really trying to pull out my big guns yet for that. You know what I mean? So, like I said, it's a lot of events like out now and stuff like that. But I'm trying to create my own stuff right now so I could get who I want to be in there and do what I want with it because everybody
that
has
works.
Their own rules and stuff. So, like, at the end of the day, sometimes you just got to create your own platform for stuff, and, you know, that's kind of...
Always. And we winning. So, guess what? We winning. We ain't losing. We ain't slacking. We ain't doing nothing. We gaining. She started with one show. Now she got an FM show. So, get your shit edited. And I'm saying shit, edit it. Get your shit edited and send it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
it'll
get played.
Totally forgetting
about
that.
That's all she asked for. And then do everything she asked you to do as far as promoting and doing everything. Because you promoting yourself. When I promote Air It Out Radio, I'm promoting myself. My song get heard as soon as she come on. I'm promoting myself. Why not? And she promotes you just as much as you promote yourself on her show. So why not? Like, I mean, everybody keep promoting it. The bigger the name get out is bigger for everybody. Who knows who gonna listen? So
yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm all about strength. I'm all about teamwork, man. I'm not even on no ego shit. I'm just all about working with people that's trying to do the same thing I'm trying to do, man, because
you got to.
The state of hip-hop is horrible right now, and the only people I see bringing it back is underground artists with mainstream talent. So...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People who
Where did
who,
I hear that
willing...
from? Wasn't that in your
You heard that on the song.
Yeah, I thought so.
Underground artists with mainstream talent.
I know,
that's
I heard
what
that
it's
before.
About.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So, okay. You know what I mean? Let's get it popping, air it out us.
Exactly.
We ain't going nowhere, man. Competition. They lost already, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But you know what? It's all good. Like, you got to just let them see for what it's worth at the end of the day. And as
they
air it out,
it.
As the air it out stuff progresses and I have these, you know, events and stuff, you'll see more and more people come out. Even the haters, they're going to be there just to be there, you know.
We like haters.
The non-believers and whatnot, you know. Yeah, they'll be there just to, you know.
I love haters. I love non-believers because I make y'all into believers. I'm into proving people wrong. So, I like, look, doubt me if you want to.
Definitely.
We get it popping for real. So, what we going to get into today?
Yeah, what we getting into? You got to give me your info first. Give me info.
They got the, it's my URLs. That's all they need. That's all
okay.
They need. That'll take them to everything. You know what I mean? They want to get at me, hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We going to get in the, let's get in the Otis. Let's get into my Otis freestyle, you know what I mean?
You say you know.
Just because I like the beat better than Watch the Throne. Let's get it popping. You know, he burning on Otis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I had to jump on shit. Most niggas go back and forth. You know what?
Yeah.
I'ma try something different. I'ma rap this whole beat by myself. Team Heat, nigga. E-Burners.
Yeah.
My nigga Vazzy is home. So official. You understand me? I'ma show y'all how to get in, nigga. I ain't playing no more.
Yeah.
Man, niggas, man. Real shit.
We love
yo. Yo, the flow been ill. I've been had haters. I've always been real. Can't tolerate faking. No Philly swag, but a Hollywood mindset. These niggas sad. Here's a boost for the crime rate. Murder was the case, but y'all ain't trapped me. Get away and stroll out like Casey Anthony. Same old E's on my attitude. I used to date life. I can call her a bitch. Her cousin was better, but didn't get strong. She could cook good, but always had drama. Cut off loose ends, back to the trauma. Getting husky was under my armor. Fought dedication, but y'all don't hear me. I promise you one thing, these raps better hear me. Physically, mentally, still on the pistol. With rap miles in my lid, never been simple. Raised in the gutter, you see my flaws. No, I was taught young how to build walls and keep thick skin. They say I'm sarcastic, genuine, authentic. Far from circumstances, I mastered this shit. The game's to the day, the moves I've been making. I see why they hating, but don't get me fucked up. I still got with ice on a pair of sheet pants, a bike and short dancers. Check the flow, it move like the Pacific. Rhymes been on deck, swag is terrific. To be more specific, I'm really that dude. Knowledge is healthy, now eat all your food. I'm in the groove, y'all might call it a zone. They copy my moves, I don't speak on phone. To reach some homes, I'm on some drug shit. I'm in my zone, mine on some thug shit. But I'ma keep my head, get bread, and keep moving. Fuck what a hater say, show me the proof. Dropping the ball, catch me.
Then it's nothing to get back, but y'all ain't bosses, y'all just flip packs. I guess it's safe to say you a little man. Wanna be just what's your hustle on? AKA middleman. Small part of a little plan. Two places you go, in the hearse or a can. And you know the code of the streets. So if you snitch, then you might as well get death zone on your feet. Man, that's a joke to me, cause it's no loyalty. Especially when the pig treats your mans like your royalty. They give him anything, long as you tell, you might as well. Hey, yo. Hey, I know it ain't cool, man. Y'all out there hustling. What's up, the way to hustle, man? Get the hustle on legally, man. Now, man, get some products and start selling them legally, man. Do that. Yeah. I say this in hopes to reach you. Y'all hustling on the block, yeah, all see you. Cops watching your every movement. They see your losses and your improvements. Do you really want to risk it all for the quick buck? You get locked up, then they tell you to get bucked naked, cause they're searching your cell. This is life in prison, and I'm certain as hell.
What's up, Blackface? Get on your grind, man. What up, Mercury? South of Axis. Whole world. Okay. Cold world. I know you want to ride hard, so ride hard. I know you want to grind hard, so grind hard. I know you got to have heart and ride hard. I got to win at all costs. Ride hard, grind hard. Do it bigger, not longer. She's a shot caller. Trademark is a baller. All-starer. Iron Man, Brett Favre. Playing with a great like Brett Favre. I'm like mommy, she like, yes, papa. You know I gotcha. You do it the best, papa. You so shotcha. All he ever wanted was to be the showstopper. Lil Rada, dress grunge and talk proper. These streets ain't nothing nice to me. It's all about a dollar. Everybody got a price for me. I ain't really with the politics. I'm a rider, pop a fully, stop front Willie, holla. Life like a half pike and I'm a grinder, getting higher, I'm a monster. Life like a half pike and I'm a grinder, getting higher. I know you want to ride hard, so ride hard. I know you want to grind hard, so grind hard. I know you got to have heart and ride hard. I got to win at all costs, ride hard, grind hard. I'll be on the grind, grind, grind.
Keep ticking.
I'm on a mission, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what I gotta do.
Oh,
off my dick, Albanian bitch. Before I pull my border out and have a banger hit, I got a 357 that'll bang your bitch. And she a full blown gay, now she love the dick. Say she been putting on the front when she around your clip. Say only thing she dream about is how she riding the dick. But you can't fuck with me without fucking my clip. Now I'm a nigga known for dropping that exclusive shit. Foes up, foes down, free boosted bitch. I'm a savage life, live a light web and shit. You still talk a lot of shit, but I don't hear you, bitch. I'm like, Vibes, you need to speak. Way up here, said I'm a legend in your eyes and made them see me clear. I hope you get it through your skin, that trigger is here. And I'ma be the fucking man by the end of the year. So why is you niggas lying? Who come on and try to fight
Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website air.radio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. I had to squeeze in some songs, y'all, because blog be acting up. Plus, I had owed a couple people some songs from last week and whatnot. So I'm trying to catch up, you know, before I get choked up, you know, before Friday, you know, September the 2nd. 10th and market EQ, yeah, okay. Make sure y'all have your asses out there from 1 to 5. Shout out to Pinky, she came through. She's gonna be doing some interviews for Air It Out Radio, so y'all can get to know her, help her out, you know, boost her pages up there with me. You know, I got 6 of them, so Pinky, you gotta catch up, girl. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm just fucking with you, but nah, hit my girl up, Pinky. She's going to be there, like I said, and also Coco and Miss P. Y'all know her from UE Radio, so she'll be out there with her big-ass banner and shit. And she probably going to have the biggest banner of them all. Huh? Well, I don't know. Exposure Nation. They have the biggest banners that I've fucking ever seen in my life. But anyway, they'll both be out there. Y'all can get a real nice interview, and then y'all can, you know, post that up. So trying to help y'all out, because I know some of y'all, you know, y'all just got interviews with me, or y'all got interviews with just, you know, just some blog that y'all probably did. So this is kind of good that y'all getting that real professional look and stuff like that. So really trying to help y'all get it up and get it out, you know, get it out there on some professional shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to EQ. Make sure y'all hit him up for Change the Beat 267-265-1910. He's looking for some more parts. If y'all interested, and make sure y'all hit him up. Listen, I want to talk about this little VMA thing again. Nicki was looking a hot mess, but at the end of the day, she did win, and I mean, she, you know, I forgot which video it was for. I don't even remember. But anyway, I just couldn't get past her nose. Like, I swear to God, like, it's getting bigger and bigger by the day, or every time I see her. But anyway, what she had on was ridiculous. It was really, really ridiculous, and I don't know. I don't know what's getting into her. But anyway, I was trying to explain to y'all about the Rick Ross situation behind the scenes, so I got a little time. I'm going to talk about it, a little bit of dirt here and there. So Rick Ross and the other chick was getting into it. She had made a comment about Rick Ross, and, you know, she was freestyling, and she made a comment about Rick Ross. So they finally got a chance to meet up, and, you know, his people and her people were pretty much, you know, having some words behind the scenes or whatever. So he really didn't say, I guess he really didn't get a chance to get to her like that, and she was just like, whatever, you know. And she took it to the blogs, and she did her own blog, and she was talking shit. So her and this group, they're called the White Girls Mob or some shit like that. They got this mob out, which is really crazy. Like, these bitches think they thugs or something. But y'all got to check that out on YouTube. It's really crazy. You know what I mean? They actually think they mob some kind of mobsters or whatever. Anyway, yeah, it's called the White Girl Mob. But anyway, yeah, and her name, and the other chick's name is V Nasty. So in case y'all want to know about that. So anyway, Toya, her husband, in case y'all don't know, is Messis, okay? He got arrested a while back. It was like, yeah, a couple days ago or something like that, last week, for having a gun. Now, supposedly, this gun is registered to him and it's legal, but he had a $5,000 bill to get out or whatever. And mind you, he's nice. He's nice looking. I ain't fronting, yo. She picked a good one over there. Damn it. And also, too, guess who is splitting up, too? I got to tell y'all some dirt, because you know what? I be holding this shit, and I don't be getting the chance to really tell any of my dirt. And I'm sorry it's toward the end of the show, so y'all going to have to bear with me. I want to get some of this bullshit out real quick. But anyway, y'all really need to know what some of this hip-hop stuff that's going on behind the scenes or whatever. Yeah, it made me forget where I was. Shoot. Oh, I know this is not hip-hop, but I'm going to say it anyway. Y'all know the Real Housewives of Atlanta, all right? What's the chick name? Lisa, right? Her man's splitting up. He's another fine one. That's a nice bag, too. Yes, bitch, my turn. Anyway, I know I'm such a little whore, but anyway, don't pay me no mind. DMX, look, he got arrested again, like, what the hell? He need to get out of Phoenix, all right? Your boy got arrested. He was, I think he was speeding. Yeah, he was speeding. I didn't know he was 40 years old. That's ridiculous. Damn. You know, he looks good. Don't he look the same, like, except when he come out of jail, he just got the peach fuzz and whatnot, but he pretty much is, he looks the same. No matter what he fucking does, he still looks the fucking same. So anyway, let me see. Who else? Who else I could tell you about really quick? Snooki. Oh, yeah. I would love to have that dress she had on that the other day. But anyway, Lil Wayne, yeah, he got like 9 stitches. He had this skateboard accident that he slipped and fell off of or whatever. I don't know why he thinks he can skateboard now, but, you know, does that really surprise y'all? Because, you know, he's doing the rock and whatnot, so, you know, you should expect stuff like that for him to, you know, do. Kim Kardashian, you know, she got married to Chris Humphrey. He looks a little slow, doesn't he? I'm sorry. He looks very, very slow. Like, I don't know. He looks goofy as hell. Like, I would have thought she was good with what's his face. Like, that was a good catch. I was like, yeah, okay, I see what you got. But anyway, hold on, let me play a little music. There you go. Soften the moment. Anyway, I will play some like Freddie Jackson on y'all, but I don't want none of y'all to get the wrong fucking, you know, thing going on. Anyway, Kaya, you know, my neck, my back, right? This bitch gets arrested. I still really don't understand her charge or whatever the case is, but she gets arrested in Georgia. They still, this shit is a little suspect. I really don't know the whole story, so I'm not even going to go into depth about that bullshit. But anyway, she got arrested, and she takes good mugshots. I don't know what she's smiling about. Like, who smiles in a mugshot? I'm not smiling in a mugshot. I'm mad as shit. I get arrested, I'm not smiling, pretty much. Like, what do they say to you behind the scenes to where you're fucking smiling? I have no idea. Anyway, Trina, she was on the cover of Vibe. She looks really good. She looks good. And she's been kind of quiet lately. I don't know what she's doing, but she's, we already know about the Jay-Z and Kanye thing. They're getting sued by, what's his name, Sly Johnson. Or whatever the case is. Aaliyah, this is the 10th year of her, you know, being deceased or whatever. So, you know, shout out to Aaliyah. I love her, man. She's definitely something missing in the R&B you know, community right now. Lauryn Hill, she basically, she did her thing, this interview. I don't know. She had way too much makeup on. I love Lauryn Hill. I don't want to talk bad about her. I love Lauryn Hill. But she just had way too much, like, she, it just looked like a lot of shit going on with her. I mean, I can't put my finger on it. But I love Lauryn. Not going to stress about her too much because that's my nigga, and I look totally up to her. But there's some shit going on with that. Fantasia, she got bed rest. She was supposed to do this show. She's fucking up already, you know what I mean? But she needs to chill out. I mean, I think she, like, 6 or 7 months or whatever the case is, but she's huge. So, you know, they want her to chill. Anyway, Eddie Murphy, he got a new movie coming out called Tower Heist, so that looks pretty good. And Nivea, y'all know the lotion and facial cream and all that stuff. Listen, they made this racial slur, supposedly. All right, y'all have to take a look at it for yourself. It's a black man holding a head, right? Now, the head is chopped off, you know what I mean? And he has an afro, so it's really a picture of himself, but, you know, he has a nice clean cut or whatever the case is, but he's holding the afro in his hand, so it's kind of, they're trying to make it seem like, you know, he is uncivilized, you know what I mean, so to speak. So I'm sure y'all probably, let me get to LaDonna's beat real quick. Shout out to LaDonna. This is one of her beats or whatever. Make sure y'all hit her up on Twitter. But listen, I don't know what y'all think about that. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know what y'all, if y'all seen the Nivea commercial or the ad that they have going on. All right, they basically saying that, you know, it's easier for him to wear a clean cut, I guess, so to speak. The guy in the sweater is supposed to be clean cut, and that's the way you're supposed to look versus having the afro, which is kind of like uncivilized or not supposed to. That's not what you're supposed to do. But anyway, I don't know. Is that going too far? Does that look like it's racial or whatever? I don't know. I guess you'll have to be the judge of that. But they take any heat for the shit. But anyway, Serena Williams. Supposedly, she's supposed to be fucking with Drake. You know what? Serena be getting around. I ain't mad at her. She pulling him. I ain't mad at her. But he's been spotted at a couple of her joints. So, I don't know. What y'all think about that? I think he hitting it. Or he trying to hit it. Whatever the case is. But, yeah. I mean, anytime you start popping up at a fucking tennis match, you know what I mean? And you don't play tennis, nigga. Come on. Something going down. You know. And shout out to Dave Chappelle. He did some community work, some volunteer work, and whatnot. I'm trying to get Dave Chappelle. Would y'all even be interested in having Dave Chappelle on? I don't know. We have to see. Y'all probably be like, look, far. You're going too far. Solange, Beyonce's sister, she was in Miami. She got pulled over for having nothing wrong. She wasn't doing shit wrong, and they just pulled a gun out on her and whatnot. So she tweeted, and she was very upset about it. And so I don't know what's going to happen with that situation. I'm quite sure she's probably going to go on some kind of campaign or something. You know how they do. I don't know. We'll see. I have to look more into that. Justin Bieber. Am I saying his name right? Bieber, whatever the fuck his name is. He looked a hot mess at the Damn Awards. He had on leopard shoes, red pants, and a black shirt. He had two, like, necklaces on, glasses, whatever. He looked, I don't know, he looked like a pimp / priest. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with him. So, anyway, Carrie. See, you know you got to say that to kids sometimes. Anyway, excuse me, Aaron Otters. You know you got to do that. Who else I want to tell you about? Shaq. Oh, my God. He is such a sellout. Let me tell you, he was putting Dwayne Wade's business all out there in an email to this chick. He was trying to bang. What's the chick name? Oh, man, I forget the chick name. Anyway, she ain't even all that cute. I'm going to keep it real. She's not even all that cute. And he put Dwayne business out there, saying that he was fucking with Laura London and all this shit, and in the email to the girl. And I don't know why he would do that. That's crazy. Ask me, she'd do a lot of things. A lot of dumb things. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Let me know y'all ideas or anything y'all think Air It Out needs to do or whatever the case is. I'm open-minded. I might like them. Some of them I'll probably be like, get the fuck out of here, that bullshit. But anyway, I mean, you never know with me. So I'm very open-minded to some things and, you know, just trying to expand the company and keep it moving and get y'all on some positive things too. So listen, I'm going to get into some more music. I was trying to hear Cashmere. He didn't come on. But I'm going to play it anyway because I want to hear that tonight because he's usually using, like, the 1-to-5 caller. So I'm going to play his shit right here. I Walk Alone. Everybody likes it. So Cashmere, shout out to him. Air It Out, baby.
Was meant to walk on a simple path, but why they teaching it as if it is a simple task? Although I wish that it was easier, like simple math. Get to where I wanna be, then I can just relax. But what is easy, I stick the bars on tap. Get way up in my zone, then I fucking black. The stress involves leads to a shot and a heart attack. I just skip that, get rich, stay black. Business mind, I'm already there. Separate the profit from expenses, I'm already there. Silly niggas spend all the profit, never make it back. This is why I'm solo, man. Niggas in the hold you back. But I'm never tripping, I just got my goal. You'll never be a winner, that's what I'm told. Never verbally, body language, I know. But I got something coming for these fucking assholes. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. But in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, it's my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell your compliment at what a European glow. Cut from a different cloth, yes, I know. Cause there's something so amazing, that's about my flow. Yes, I'm staying on it, my verses in like hornet's eye. Never get the credit from these haters, I don't want it, nah. Confidence is limitless. Had to switch the flow a bit. Born to entertain, you should feed on my influence. Yes, I go and get it. I'm talking till I live it. Feeble-minded rappers not expecting you to get it. Something about my style make these women wanna hit it. Now rich and constipated, but a nigga still shitting. Get to know me, I am plenty nice. In love with the game, throw minute right. Had firm believers, went AWOL. Reached out twice, no response at all. It's cool, low, grain of salt, but don't reach though. Catch a verbal assault. The known rapper, Cashmere the Dapper, King compare greatness. Let's do the math after. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. But in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, it's my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell your compliment and what a European glow. Cut from a different cloth, yes I know. Cause there's something so amazing that's about my flow. Real, recognize real. Tell me what you see when you looking in the mirror. Avoiding what's real is the kind of part of fear. Once you overcome, it will make it all clear. Don't let a soul hold you back. Step out of your own with a vicious attack. Calculated steps, make them all count. And you'll get where you go with paper and large amount. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. And in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, this is my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell you a compliment and what a European glow. From a different club, yes, I know. Cause there's nothing so amazing that's about my flow.
Saying my name frequently, but the ride is over. over.
You'll see.
I gotta cut you off just like the rest. Can't be constituents, not even friends. You say you doing you, well, I'm doing me. Lost respect for you, sweetie, when you started talking publicly.
You're on my coattails.
Now I carry Hey, wait a moment. Rappers born, they gayer than bull rap. How the fuck did he get signed? Ain't even know that. Yeah, shorty was fine, but I ain't called back. Open up a bottle of wine, it's full of tall glass. I'm all ass running this town tonight. Bitch, she sippin' on baby the brown and white. I get my pimpin' on two chicks down the dike. They fuck niggas for money, and I think that it's funny. You wanna be down, now I want you get the fuck from me. Fuck, matter of fact, get the fuck up out of here. I treat him like a vent that's about to get aired. On my soccer Zulu shit, nobody gets spared. Yeah, I'm crush grooving like Russell and Rick Rubin. You stupid, don't question what I'm doing. Quit smoking, the wheels on the bus rolling. No tokens, you can't ride with us, homie. House, you're the bum homeless. Got chicken, yeah, but my molly. Finger licking crispy sack, can't fold it. I don't care where you been, I ain't going. Niggas try to hold me back, I ain't no plus one, cause I got mad and start going. And on niggas as I know it. Don't be confused and thinking it's all power. You'll be on the news, your friends like, I know him. Blow ridiculous, can reset time. In the Vietnam War, just by rubbing my prime. Incarnated, was born with no father like Jesus in the ancient times. Streets and miles with the Virgo and no virgin. Try to get dumb like the boy that on first. No show, hope you see his clothes curve. Oh no, what you mean you not working? No, not here. My bad, it's sad that you look like it. Topsy turvy, can't stand to see my black emerging. I'm the best, they say I'm, but his wifey heard me. Allergic to these thermophermics, I got OCD. Take everything about their crib, singing OPP. My homies heard this bitch and made that OD. I don't know, please, these ain't from the stand, homies. These real OV. Not Logan Valley with Tinko and LOB. Hello, Steve. Really is a bitch, you want blow on me. I'm puffing something big about to total me. I'm totally hot. So high, I'm about to totally drop. No, it ain't a drop, but it's a Jaguar. My boys, he's driving fast, cause you know that you not stupid, asshole.
You forgotten.
Part of my cash flow. I don't freestyle, I get cash flow.
You forgotten, forgetting the bitch from your block. For sitting, for faking, for breaking your chin and your lock. For hating, I'm taking chicken that you're working with not. Frustrated, cause four faggots fall to four boxes in the fall. Cause that's the deal, make them fit in.
Air It Out Radio, is that your fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. About to get up out of here. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. I had to play a couple songs here and there because I owed a couple people favors, and I had to squeeze some stuff in their blog, be acting the fuck up. So I apologize to some people. And I'm going to definitely figure out what the hell is going on with everybody's song. I can't find it. I can only get the tease. But anyway, shout out to all the Air It Outers. I'm not going to go through the names and all that, like Machete King, Burner, da 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 da. Y'all know that. But anyway, to all y'all. And make sure y'all have your asses out there September the 2nd, Friday, 1 to 5, all right? 10th and Market Street. I'll be posting some more stuff up on Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to really go hard probably tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, da da. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rodriguez. She'll be out there. Moon. It's going to be some other people as well. I don't want to really care too much about the names. I just want everybody to come out and show support. You know what I mean? That's really what it's all about. So even if none of them was there, I mean, Air It Out is going to be there. That's all I care about. Y'all can hit me up Wednesdays, Batcave 2.0. WKDU 91.7. Y'all can hit up that 215-895-5917. All right, 10 to 12. Shout out to Ricky Knight and DJ Wait a Minute. Y'all be seeing more stuff about that as well. It's about to go down. I just want to make sure everything is official with everything. So anyway, Air It Outers, I love you to death. Send me some drops. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 or you want to send me some music, send it to airitoutradio@gmail.com. Y'all can hit me up Mondays, 10 to 1. All right, check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. And it's your girl, that chick, the brown skin huffa. That bitch fire. Hit me up. I love y'all. Mwah. Thank you.